Let's have a check on, you know, social media. The average woman between...
My name is Maria.
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about a...
Checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous...
Who's their phone?
Sensory... Very response.
I ate it.
Right. What a juggalo. What a...
All right.
There's no reason to cry. You didn't cry.
My eyes can't get any worse.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun up.
What's going on here?
Action going on
about
it.
Never.
Sit down and shut up.
That wimpy. Come on. Give it all you got. Go.
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having fun.
What? You just penis.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of it. 10 feet of it.
Oops. That can happen. Local disc jockey.
No mistake that he was trying to tase me in the genitalia.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a punch. Let's win.
He's a fighter. He's a lover.
Well, she called him the midget.
Here yesterday, following some things.
Well, I don't get today. Bring the egg cold.
I was the thing.
It's fact.
Siegel often draws his own of others.
No one's ever sent me to be before.
Showing up again.
I'm doing a selfie right about here.
Like when he started laughing at the collar with a colostomy bag.
Funny as that.
I'm not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Arts.
I'm not incompetent.
Don't tell me to...
What's my book?
I'm about as politically correct as you turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God.
Little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me of the month? No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
Okay, V. How you pronounce the word?
Chug-a-ma-loo-ma-ne-ca-ne. Ha-ba-loo-ca-me. It's a Texas universe. Goodbye to urge and white law. Stuck to them Dilfimbo, Texas, and they is the boys who knows how to fight. Texas, this is upon you. That is a song they sang out like hell. Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicka wigga bone, chicka digga doo, jingo, jingo.
What in the world?
In the morning, your phone number for everything. To Elliot, 866-235-5. 5468. Hello, class.
Hello.
Please.
Hey. I'm good.
Good. You ready for the late?
Oh.
Oh, game time, baby.
Yeah?
Game time. Time.
Why do you think it is to be late?
I mean, it's only a 7:30, but you're already pushing 11, so yeah, no, that'll be late. And that's with no overtime, which I'll prefer to keep. Mm-hmm. Get up 3-1, take that thing out, get into the weekend, ready to go. Oh, that'd be so nice. I'm so exhausted. I'm miserable. I didn't get last night.
You could have gone to bed a little early.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't. No, I didn't get home till late. I was out late running around. Well,
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh my God, there were so many people out last night.
I was driving past
so many
at 2:30.
Right. It was all day. No. One of the kids had a hockey tryout last night, and there's like this little itty bitty. I don't even know the Mexican joint that's in between the rink and the house. And that was at, I guess we left in 40 last night. It was just packed. Oh my God, and it looked so good. All I wanted to do was stop in, but I figured probably wasn't the right thing to do. Yeah. Oh, that would have been good. That would have made
we'll drive yet.
Why? Did you go out last night?
No.
Oh. You know what I'm obsessed with this night for, did you?
No. And I had breakfast for dinner.
Really?
Like
Arrows.
No, it was, and,
Oh, was Shrove Tuesday last night? Did I miss that? Is that?
And,
We need to go to the grocery store. No, you know what? You know what I got obsessed with? Think about it. Because, I don't feel like they said what it was. And I have no idea why I even got obsessed with it or care, because it has zero. What is the new water restrictions that they're doing in California?
Yeah.
Like, because they talked about how they water or to
cut. For a while.
Yeah, but they only save like 3% of the water. Like, nobody
cuts
back.
So now they need to.
What is it? Not mandatory water restrictions. So now they said they're mandatory water restrictions. But what they're doing though? They said in some areas they want to do like you have to the mandatory 30% water restrictions. But I don't know what that means. By the way, nobody got a ticket for using too much water. 70 tickets in the entire tires.
Like when they do the water restrictions elsewhere, like I've been under a restriction. I was
told, really?
And not voluntary.
When were you under a water here?
Yeah.
Were you? I don't feel like I've ever been under a or California.
You didn't.
Out there, what have you ever done?
You were out there watering your lawn.
No, a little bit. So God will take care of that. But no, like I don't cut down on using a shower.
These just things like don't wash your car. You don't need to wash your car.
Sometimes no. Sometimes you have to.
Drive around in a pollen covered mess for a few extra days.
You got to spray that down. You got allergies, but my kid looks like he got punched. And no, we'll have to spray that down a little. No, I don't even know what a mandatory water restriction is. They don't enforce it.
Not why they're trying to make it mandatory.
Okay, but they're not going to enforce it.
Like I'm surprised if it's voluntary. Why were there fines for that?
Oh, because they were saying Harry. However, you should. Like Diane was saying, you shouldn't go out and wash both your cars or wash them during the day. It makes any difference.
Well, why were people?
I have no idea. Like, maybe in
was it businesses?
Oh, that could be.
It just seems like that doesn't hold up.
And they also said that people use the house than inside the house.
I mean, you think of like people with like massive lawns and irrigation.
Who has lawns?
Rich people and
plenty of poor people in California.
Right.
Do you use more water? You don't use more water outside your house. No, between showers, sinks, like brushing your teeth and stuff.
Teeth?
Laundry?
You don't leave the water running? Oh, all the time. I'll leave the water running and then walk around the house while I'm brushing my teeth. But that's all recycled. That's why I want to put that big tank outside my house. It just go with recycled water.
The soup tastes like.
Do you turn yours off when you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Do you really?
It's just a habit.
I feel good when I brush my teeth in the shower.
Never done that.
It's not. Kaylee does it all the time.
Not a guy thing.
Yeah, Kaylee does it. Does your wife do it?
No one. Animal thing.
No, Kaylee does it. Yeah, no. Do you do it? Do you do it every day? Yeah. It kind of depends on what my morning.
So you have your toothpaste on your little shower caddy.
No.
You put
the tooth. What?
Yeah. Oh.
You brush your teeth at night? Waste.
What? I'll wake up with ass breath.
No. Yeah.
And
then when you get out, well, sometimes if you do it well, you can pull the curtain back and throw your toothbrush and it'll land in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Other times, sometimes.
The mirror.
Sometimes it hits the floor. Oh, my mirror's a mess anyway. Like, that's my afternoon. I'll do it in the afternoon. Leave the water running then all the time also. But yeah, that's when you start getting all the splash, all the mirror. No, but you just brush you. I don't know why is that an animal thing?
because I just pictured.
Well, sometimes
it's toothpaste.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I get a little...
I assume the water got on him in the shower.
Well, he peed whatever in his feet, he just pees that off.
Absolutely. See, that's why I feel like I'm concerned. Okay. I always flush a toilet, so I'm out there.
You use it a lot more.
When the urine hits the toilet,
bubbles,
like
it
when
bubbles
you
cool.
clean a toilet soda.
No. I mean, it bubbles a little bit.
There you go, a little fizz.
Yeah, that's fine. Also, the same thing...
It takes off skin. It's almost like...
Oh, I wish it would.
You're exfoliating your feet.
Oh, my feet's losing plenty of skin, but not because of exfoliation. But no, but I don't get a reaction when I get all the toothpaste and then the water washes.
So that's why it's just...
I am bad about running sinks. Like, that I know I'm bad at.
Like, now, the way lights being left on, you're a little bit of a hypocrite.
No. Wait, what do you mean?
You bitch and moan about people leaving lights on your house.
Oh, I
hate
it.
But you're walking away with sink tap.
Yeah, do that a lot. You know who gets pissed off about it?
Your kids. That's how they get you.
Pay attention. No, my niece is with me.
About the water?
I'll turn the sink on, and then I'll go, I got to go get something, and then I'll go check email, and then I'll come back. But whatever. I mean, it's all that same water. It just gets used, its own thing, so that's fine. But I don't use any water outside that.
Is he a big, like, environmentalist?
Steve?
Yeah.
No, God.
It's a water thing.
I think it's just because he works in a restaurant all the time and he doesn't want water running.
So he's thinking of the bottom line.
Must be. Yeah, must be. And think of. No, even recycle. Please. That probably shouldn't be out there.
At least in a restaurant, they don't drink.
But I don't know what to do to conserve water.
I use it.
Use water. You have to take a shower.
I can definitely cut back on my shower length. Ask the hotel in Richmond.
Long time.
Yes, I have alarm. In my defense, it's logistically.
What the shower
is and where the event
is. That is bad. Have a shower head in there.
I'm not saying that. They should have a shower head.
Shower. Not the alarm thing.
It wasn't.
Right, well, there is no
door. But it's open.
Door. Yeah, it's right there.
It's the door. Yeah, exactly.
No, I understand. They should also get doors that close. That way I don't flood out and just leaks onto the carpet. Hi, Ilya in the morning.
What's up, class?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, I grew up in California, and a lot of there have automatic sprinkler systems on their lawn.
Right.
And when water restrictions are in place, nobody pays attention to it inside. But if they catch you running your sprinkler system or washing your car, they will give you a fine. And I remember $500 when I lived there. Yeah, and they cut in restaurants and stuff like that.
Oh, that I'm fine with. I don't think I've ever had a glass of water in a restaurant.
What?
Well, I mean, I have, but I don't think I've ever finished one. That's a waste.
Yeah, brushing your teeth and stuff like that, they inside your neck about it.
No, that's private property. Keep the police out of my house. If a restaurant said we're cutting out water service, I'd be totally fine with that. That bothers me.
Well, they still give it to you, but you have to ask for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thank you. They never ask for a glass. Why? What? Who needs one?
It goes with...
Does it?
Yeah.
You know, it goes with the meal. It goes with drink. No. Yeah, if you order milk, if iced tea, a soda.
Either with the water.
No way. Where were we when we were
Silver
in
Diner over the
yeah,
week.
Five glasses of water. Then I had to wait for you to...
Because I had Fireball the night before.
Yeah, no, you could cut. Couldn't care less. Who was it? Came to breakfast. You know what? Let me get a glass of water. Oh, that's a waste.
I got water.
Yeah.
And a milkshake.
Oh, remember when the fall over Diane?
Oh, so close. By the way, I'm looking up information.
Hey, thank you, dude.
On the last mandatory water restriction period that I was in.
Right.
And it was over $500 fines if you buy one of the things you couldn't
here?
Do.
Yeah. I have no member water restriction.
It was obviously water companies, so.
Yeah, that's
perhaps this one didn't fall in your jurisdiction. If you see some
narc,
you can call. They give you the number. They want you to. $500 fine.
Yep.
Oh, I don't think you get
not calling.
Well, you get credit in your head.
Big deal.
Well,
you're calling.
Like you
you're
did something. Thing.
Okay.
But that's one.
You know what? That's where you get every homeowner association president walking around with their little steno pad, who's running their water. And how it works. By the way, are they running water at Dodger Stadium?
Or exclusions.
That's an exclusion, then I'm an exclusion.
Well, businesses. Well, especially look at farming.
Food for people to eat. Their stadium's just playing baseball. I played on.
Never agreed with you more. They're just playing baseball. Also, filling up or topic rules.
The
is on that list of restrictions.
Oh, don't you know what? You know what?
That's where I was.
Oh God, my just inches down
during the last one.
It's funny. I have a buddy of mine who was just bitching and moaning. He's got a an above ground pool, and he made fun of him for it. But it's like it won't fit in his backyard. He's got a weird of his yard, so it's not like one of those permanent above ground pools. So I
the blow up ones you get at Target.
It's not like remember we talked about like those like almost the ones that you like put up just for the and then you can take them down. Like some people have pools that are permanent, like mm-hmm. they're there all the time. His, I guess you could take up and put down.
Got it. I think she's talking about, like, that we talked about
that's what I'm thinking of. But maybe it is.
They're just a little more sturdy than your typical kiddie pool.
Maybe that's what it is. But he has to put it up, like on the side of his head. But not, like, where there's, like, a fence. So it's almost, you could see it. It's not.
Is it not behind the trampoline?
It's in the front yard. Oh. But the, about him having the above ground pool, where it's, like, right out where everybody can. He doesn't care because he wants to put it up for him and his wife and their kids. But the neighbors go nuts on him.
Doesn't that kill their lawn?
Just a big sweep where the pool is. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Craig.
Hey, what's going on, Craig?
I want to let you know, water restriction in the state of Maryland in 99.
Right.
Only reason I know that is I worked on golf courses in New Orleans and you water the grass on the golf course.
Oh, you know what? I mean, there's a ton of golf courses in L.A., California. What do they do with those?
That, I mean, you could water to a degree, but if they caught you, it was, even though the water that you want, golf courses come from a pond.
Right, yeah, but you're still
allowed to use it.
Yeah, to see that go, I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even think of a famous golf course in California, but I'm sure it's beautiful. I'm sure Pebble Beach. I don't know Pebble Beach. Is that the one that's in, I keep wanting to say Sarasota, but that, no. Where is it? What's the one with like some big tree or something? The tree's not at the golf course.
I don't think it's golf.
Pebble Beach has a famous tree.
Is it like that?
I don't know.
It's like one tree that got struck by lightning.
Someone
or something.
Called about it, yeah, recently.
Yeah. But that golf course is nice. I bet they run the water. There's no problem.
Oh, everybody was doing it. You just weren't caught.
Yeah, but now Tyler didn't turn you in. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Yes, Tyler.
The Lone Cypress.
Oh, the Lone Cypress. I almost had that. Lonesome something, but I was pretty close.
Lonesome something.
That's good enough for me. All right, let me do this. We got a lot of stuff that we got to get through today, so let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back later. Next.
I wonder what my dog named me.
Elliot in the morning.
$100 Chevrolet Buick GMC during our spring sales event. You too can be ahead, getting the largest selection of vehicle location just a quarter mile fast short. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Spring into summer this season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles, up to 14 grand off MSRP on Sierra, up to 3 grand off on Altima and Terrain, and 5 grand off MSRP on all Malibus. Spring is split to 5 grand off MSRP on select, 6 grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe, 4 grand off Acadia's Traverse, and up to 3 grand off MSRP on Encores. What a way to get ready for summer with amazing savings. Find your roads online at Hendrick Richmond. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, you too can be a Hendrick driver.
Camo, and something very easy to remember. When you want it, we've got it. If you're thinking about a new washer, got it. Hundreds of refrigerators, Greg's got it. Online plus next day delivery, thank you, Greg. And right now at HH Greg, get up to 24 months special financing. 10% when you use your HH card. Visit HH Greg and HH Greg. Brands, low prices, is for Greg's got it. Subject to credit approval, next day delivery available on in-stock appliances only. See store for details.
Tickets are on sale at the Mark Music Festival. 2 days, 5 stages, and all for a cause. The Nashville 40 artists, including Alt J, Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, End of Horses, The War on Drugs, Nate Roos, and many more. 20th-27th in West Potomac Park, Washington, D.C. Buy tickets and see the full lineup at Lent. Presented by the Trust for the Trust Mall. Sponsored by Miller Lite.
This Mother's Day, give Mom a hand in stone. Nothing says, thanks, Mom, for all you do,
More than the gift of relaxation and retail through Sunday, May 10th. Purchase a gift card and receive a $20 promotional gift card for yourself. Visit one of our three hand and stone massage and facial spas locations, Carytown, or shorthandandstone.com. Sales.
Awesome and amazing things happen when two great things are combined into one. Think tackle baseball, beer snow cones, steak. It's why Adolph Jewelers decided to take their emergency diamond sale and combine them into one sale. And amazing. How amazing in a gorgeous supermodel with the personality of a Labrador Retriever. Pretty awesome. Well, that's not nearly as awesome and amazing as an opportunity to buy one Pulsar Seiko or Citizen's watch and get a second combined with a diamond's 30% off diamonds and diamond jewelry and 50% off engagements. One sale that's awesome and amazing. Adolph Jewelers Emergency Diamond Sale and 2-for-1 Watch Sale is going on now. Located in the Ridge Shopping Center, Parham and Quiocasin. Adolph Rex will make you happy. Jewelers.com. Offer to signature.
Looking for a forklift? Look no further than the brand new Crown Lift Trucks location, Court Suite 160 in Sandston. You'll find a complete range of heavy-duty Crown forklifts with reliable parts and service packages. Crown offers various financing options, including rental and lease programs. Stop by Crown Lift Trucks or call Crown Lift Trucks today, 9058. That's 420-9058, or visit crown.more.
Companies grow when growing with iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through. No rotating cash on rewards. To find out the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
From the Nissan Air. A stall of your path heading down 95 southbound between Chester, Hopewell, and Woods Edge, but no problems. Problems on 64. Chippin' Ave 288 and the Downtown Expressway reporting no problems and no stalled vehicles on the side streets.
XL 102 with another Big Field Day artist.
It's Ben Solomon. Are you into the UFC?
Conor McGregor. I'm not into UFC, but I'm into Conor McGregor.
All right.
Michael Bisping because he's good on the game, don't we?
I don't.
He's good on the game. I like that.
Conor McGregor. You know Conor McGregor?
No.
Irish fighter.
No.
He's amazing. He's like,
I love.
Get more at bigfieldday.com.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Damn, girl. Had to be here. Been a while. It's so good to see you rolling in here. Ready to rock. And there's something that shine about. We're picking up. Right, we left off love last time. Got a quarter in that tube I like. In and out of that neon light. And if I hit the wall, it ain't mine. Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. The way you turn it. Turn it on, turn it on, turn it on. And on, right now. Wake up. Listen, you lit the fuse. Now you got all attention. Just let me know when you're ready to leave. Say the words, we get on. Here we go, little rodeo. Baby, here we go.
Telly in the morning. All right, we got to get through today. There are a lot of good stories to get through today. Yeah, no, that's going to be good. It's going to be good. All right, listen. Some of stuff that I got to get through today. For you, the Landmark Music Festival. I will give you those tickets a little bit later on. Features the Strokes, Jay, Churches, 2 days of music. You can get 40-something beer. It all takes place on the National Mall. I have more tickets for you to go to that. More tickets for you to see Rise Again. And coming up in a little bit, I'll give you tickets to the Mayhem Festival with Slayer and Hell Yeah. Love Hell Yeah. Oh, and then I mentioned the hockey game tonight. I do have more playoff tickets for you. So tonight, the Capitals and the Rangers will go at it. Game four tonight. Obviously up 2-1 in that series, so I'll give you tickets. You're going to have to be able to go tonight. I don't want to waste these. And then I'll have more tickets for you to see the Wizards on Atlanta Hawks. When that room at Verizon Center on Saturday nights, we'll give you those during Diane's Dirt. All right, Mama, let's get into some news, please.
Now, French investigators are saying the German Wings co-pilot apparently tried a controlled descent on the previous flight the day that that plane went down in March. So this is the co-pilot who deliberately brought that plane down in the French Alps, which killed 150 people. Said that he had actually apparently put the into a descent on the previous flight in what people are calling a trial. Andreas Lubitz practiced reducing flight altitude same day of the crash. They said it can't be ruled out that he practiced the descent, right, but possibly can't report is actually just being released as we speak.
So did he fly with the same pilot? Did they say what the interaction was? Like, so he puts the plane into descent, and I understand what you're saying, that the report is just coming out, so it may not even... But, like, do they fly through? So, like, if he, like he flew...
Whatever, to Barcelona.
Right.
And then the next leg was going...
Right.
So,
he's with the same guy.
Yeah.
Was there any interaction through black boxes or anything? Was there any interaction with the guy first he did it? So he puts the plane, into the descent. Like if the other pilot or something was like, hey, Jimmy, what are you doing?
I haven't read that part of the report yet.
Okay.
I don't know if something that's included, if there was any sort of interaction between the two.
And obviously, when he crashed the plane, that cockpit. So right. I'm not casting any blame, but I'm just saying, like, Was there any interaction where the other guy looks and goes, what the F are you, why are you putting it in descent? What are you doing?
I mean, at first glance, it doesn't appear that there was any sort of, like, he was banging on the door and things like that. So, other stories that are out there today. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is saying it's looking into a big vandal at high school in East Tennessee. 100 seniors at Sequoia High have been after an act of severe vandalism, covering the school in hay, urine, trash, dead animals, including possums. They are banned from graduation. It's awful. The school principal has been suspended. Also, Deputy James Fisher fired after he was seen on camera letting students into the school at midnight last
year. Their senior prank is that they were going to...
When the
you can't see the floor in the school.
It's disgusting.
I get you, toilet paper is school.
So I guess
hysterical.
The officer who initially let them in.
Funny.
Return. Right, got out of hand. Oh, damn, I'm watching it on Snapchat.
But it is a case of like, oh, we let a deer in. Also funny.
No, it's disgusting. Can't see,
there is so much garbage. And, like, the hay, I don't even care about, whatever. Dead animals laying on the floor. It's like dead animal blood all over the place.
Releasing chickens and crickets, dumping trash cans, covered the walls in baby oil and catchers, and marbles injured teachers. And then at that point, they said when it started
it's the
to
dead
get...
dead animals where they have a problem.
When it started to get out of hand, because it sounded like it was going to be incident, and then when people started to see pictures pop up online, a whole new crew of people came through.
Then it turned into real
The ones who were there earlier on who were just kind of like, won't it be funny? Then they were like, I'm getting out of here. I'm not going to be... They said there's like 100...
Well, they're already caught.
100 kids who at this point aren't grad. So, and then you've got school resource officers in trouble.
Probably they graduated all, or they just can't take part in the ceremony. They have to let them.
I mean, they say
they just can't go through like the graduation ceremony and walk. You still get punished. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hey, Elliot. I grew up a couple towns up from that. It was a really nice school down there.
Is it really?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
The hallways look like urine, and dead animals.
Yeah. Well, you gotta realize, too, there's a lot of mountainous region around there.
Right.
And a lot of hunting going on. What we did is we moved our whole senior England. Had everybody freaking out where the...
Miracle. No, and by the way, if you just told me that they let chickens run loose in the school...
I mean, there's going to be a lot of...
Really not.
A lot of cleanup, but other
funny,
than that...
Toilet paper, hysterical, loose in the school. Funny.
Meanwhile, a high school in Texas that apparently offers no sex ed program other than encouraging abstinence of a chlamydia outbreak. 20 cases have been confirmed at Crane High School, which has a total enrollment of 300 students.
Wow, so wait, 20 out of 300?
Yeah. So chlamydia, STD.
Do you remember when you'd find out, like, some chick in your school had, like, a... That was, like, breaking news all... It was a big day. That spread like crazy.
Well, obviously.
Not the STD.
Worried,
in some cases it did.
You know, they're worried about this having enough. If somebody does have it, I mean, that could lead to, like, you know, fertility problems down the road.
Right.
Especially.
Yeah, so I'm really approaching it from just the gossip standpoint.
In the wake of CEO's David Goldberg's death on the treadmill in Mexico, story in USA Today about hot emergency rooms and the number of treadmill injuries that they see, even treadmill across the United States, more than 2,400 or 24,000, I'm sorry, treadmill related injuries.
There's 2,000 people that'll every month.
24,000 related injuries last year. They also count 30 deaths associated with treadmills.
Wow.
460,000 people in the ER for injuries related to equipment. Most of them
dropping weights on their chest.
Well, no, I mean there were some obviously that are
you get, like, weight knee sprained.
Yeah, you know, they said usual injury is going to be a sprained ankle or something like that. But they said you've got people who may have like a massive heart attack, and
okay,
then they collapse, something like
downer.
That, broken bones.
I killed my 25 minutes on the treadmill a couple weeks ago.
Asians,
I did my test. I'm sorry?
Chest pain?
Oh, what's going on there?
Oh, that's your bent over row.
On the treadmill?
No, you wouldn't do that on the treadmill. No, that's just from falling on the treadmill.
Yeah. I've fallen off one before. What? Because you're not really paying attention, and then your towel drops, and you're like, oh, crap, let me get that. Whoop.
I see you hitting, like, the side rail that isn't moving.
No.
I mean, the size of the foot catching little piece of that.
Very fun. No.
I'd pay to see.
I've seen it several times, actually. They said people, because you've got that, you've got your headphones in, you know what I mean?
Never use a TV when you're working out.
Okay. And you were on it 25 minutes a couple of weeks ago, no television.
No television.
You were in a doctor's office.
I watched an EKG machine.
Okay.
But no TV. TV DDP.
Diamond.
It's on the phone.
No, but it's audio.
Oh, when I'm doing it while I'm traveling?
You're at home, is there a video component that goes with it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was all audio.
Special little thing that's in case you are on the road access to a TV.
I gotcha.
I'm always watching chess.
Police in a man who was drunk in public headbutted actually put a dent in the thing. They had a domestic violence case on Fayette Avenue, and when there, Stacy Cox to be in his arrest. He headbutted the vehicle, so now he's looking at public intoxication charges as vandalism. I know what I'm going to do.
I've never headbutted a car.
The lottery jackpots continue to climb.
Oh, I haven't even paid attention. Where am I?
Is it 80 million? While it is continuing to climb up to 100 drawing coming up on Friday. We now know who won that $58 million Mega Millions jackpot from the end of March. Workers. So you've got people that are from New York and New Jersey, even as far away as California. They said it's everybody from all the way down to your more
positions.
Yeah, they said so.
They'll each get a hair over a million.
They did the lump, and it's $1.65 million a piece.
All right,
that ain't bad.
Fine. You're not quitting your life, but that's fine.
California Assembly passing a bill that bans schools from using the name Redskin. Legislators criticized for public schools that still use the name for Native Americans. The Racial Mascots Act is a state senate looking to phase out the term in all schools by 2013. The Wizards fell 6-90 last night, tying that series at one game all. John Wall had to sit out last night's game with an injured hand. He is considered day-to-day. So now the series comes with a game three set for Saturday. Grizzlies beating the Warriors to tie that series at 1-1. Chicago play tonight, and the Rockets will play the Clippers. National Ireland's 2-1, but apparently the bigger story there is about Steven Strasburg.
Strasburg's shoulder blade. So, yeah, he said that. I guess it was bothering him. He was feeling some tightness in there. So they pulled him in the third, although they said that they were going to try to treat him just by sending him to an alignment issue. And go from there. They're hoping it's not anything more than that. That other injury. They can't get Anthony Rendon playing. But the shoulder injury, and they end up losing.
Game four between the Capitals and the Rangers tonight. That's as the Caps lead that series.
Two to one.
Also, the Canadiens for their game three. Blackhawks beating the Wild, so they have a 3-3.
The Blackhawks are rolling right now.
Calgary over Anaheim, 4-3 in overtime. All day of the ice coming out last
weird
time.
Weird to see. It really is. I mean, I have no attachment to that building other than the history that's gone through there. But it was those are in there just chipping it up and getting everything out.
Also, there's championship getting some mob. Tiger Woods said yes, hasn't slept since Sunday.
I haven't slept. It was 3 days, March 3rd and, sorry, May 3rd and 3rd. It's just brutal on me. And then when what happened on Sunday, it just adds to it.
Making reference to
what happened on
Sunday? And Lindsey Vonn breaking up.
Oh,
I mean, it sound very Tiger-y to me. You know what I mean?
the...
Full of confidence. He's up, what, month it is?
Nervous.
He's tired. You can hear it.
He used to stay out all night banging strippers. When he was never home. He
okay.
never slept.
I'm just saying, he doesn't sound like...
No, he doesn't sound like himself.
Voltaire that we're used to seeing. He played a nine-hole practice round that included hitting some water balls and walls as well. News and sports.
XL 102.
Incredible is getting a ridiculous deal on an insanely delicious 3-in-1 fish grill. It's our new fire and ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavors of the season. Starting at 9, start this 3-course flavor journey from 5 special entrees, including our cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, lobster tail for just $19.99, or fire grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good, it's literally called dynamite. Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect, they'll have you wondering why knives were ever invented. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even you think incredible. Can't get more and get more and does with our new donuts for dessert. That's like getting a present in a present. The fire and ice dinner. So 5 entrees and dessert at $19.99. Hurry in because this incredible deal won't last. Bonefish Grill. Incredible served daily. Celebrate Mother's Day. Now at bonefishgrill.com.
Elliot in the morning too.
Winners, you are going to the main event. Taking place on ticket with Slayer and Hell Yeah. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-5468.
Note of The Price is Right this week, a contestant in a wheelchair was awarded a treadmill. But to be fair, the show isn't called The Price.
Right.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
Business owner, how many hours? Answer, never enough. That's why I'm dedicated to helping small businesses succeed through a people-first approach for the ultimate in customer service. First Capital is your community that offers you customized products and designed to make your life simpler and your business run smoothly. To learn more, sign in at onecapitalbank.com. First Capital Bank, let's make it work.
This is the sound of real poured into a measuring cup. Listen to how thick and creamy. This is the sound of being mixed with flour. This is a mixing whipping bowl. It's beautiful. This is made from scratch.
The Mile High Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Applewood Smoked Bacon Pieces. Only limited time at participating restaurants.
Three-seated Page Richmond Dragway. Friday night, Street Warriors. Welcome to Richmond Dragway, and we're throwing a party. Racing for street-legal cars, trucks, and bikes. No cops. No tickets. The great starts with real racing. Plus the barely legal machine from ISPL Sound Drags, the Sportier Burnout Bank, a USAC car attack, truck show, and more. 5 until all night long. Plus, Friday night, Richmond Dragway. Are you a warrior? Then join the war. The Wars.
Eater's medicated powder with maximum strength medication provides relief for foot irritation and wetness. Its super activated formula destroys sweat and relieves itching. Odor Eater's medicated powder stops the odor.
Hey, Richmond, let veteran vapors of ash use goodbye to winter and hello to spring with a refreshing new juice flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping products and now offering over 80 unique flavors. Veteran vapors of ash combination you'll love. Mention the 15% off your purchase of 25 graded by veterans giving back to the community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more info, call 299, call us on Facebook, or go to veteranvapors.net.
If you've ever wanted one spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, this day. That's because this Thursday, through purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive a $1 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get Thursday through Sunday to $1,000.
Oh, you know the part number for your oil filter is R-853. Only recall that your wedding anniversary is soon. Then CarQuest is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for guys who really know and care about their car. And right now, at 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Oil and a CarQuest Standard Series filter for $23.99. CarQuest is for parts. See participants.
This Mother's Day, get me something pretty. Pair of pom-pom socks or a stuffed bear that sings and talks. No salad spinner, microwave dinner, or a fancy broom. But oh, fume, shopping spree, and cakes. I always love a new lip gloss.
This Mother's Day, tell mom she's beautiful. From perfumes to pretty gift sets, Ulta Beauty. Pamper her with pretty. Her with hurry in for this purchase of $40 or more while supplies last. Ulta Beauty. All things beauty, all in one place.
Watch for a southbound between Chester, Hopewell, and Woods Edge. No worries, 295 and 64. On the spot, collision Hull Street at Courthouse. In the downtown expressway, currently running with no collision, stalled vehicles, or delayed.
Elliot in the morning.
To Elliot, 865-544. Go to line 8. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Yes. This is Tim.
Tim, how are you, sir?
I am spectacular.
What did you do last night?
Last a little bit, stayed home with the wife and kids.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. Good for you. Like exercise?
I'm trying, man.
You know what? Good for you. I applaud you for that. Good. Dude, well, listen. You hold tight 1 second for me. Ellie will get some info from you, and I run a festival. Also very healthy. You'll see Slayer, Hell Yeah, and a whole bunch more. So if you hold tight 1 second, Kaylee, you enjoy the show. Yep. Hey, you got it, Tim. Hold tight 1 second, 4 and 5. Hi, Elliot. Hello?
Is this me?
Yes, it is. Who?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you. What's your name, dude? Stan. And what did you do last night?
I didn't do a lot of things. A little at dinner last night.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. Where'd you and the old lady go?
We like to go to the Greek Austin Avenue here in Richmond.
Dude, I go.
Awesome Greek food if you're ever in the area.
I love Greek food. I love food, but yeah, I can get some Greek food. That sounds.
Oh yeah.
Little baba ganoush?
Come over.
Oh, I'd kill some of that right now. Now I'm just going through Ziki. I want a little, I can't even think what the big roll hockey. Oh, I'd go for all of it right now. God damn,
man,
I'm starving.
The gyros are and their platters are awesome.
I hear you. Good for you. Hey, can I ask you something? Did you ever, this doesn't even matter if it's the food. Thinking about our buddy Zach yesterday, who, goes to school down. He's not done. He's still down there, right?
Tweeted the other day, maybe yesterday, he had turned in his final paper.
Maybe he is done. But obviously he went to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Or goes to. I don't know what his status is there.
Yeah, he's up this morning.
Oh, does he know? Ask him at Haley King.
Well, you can ask him.
Zach, do you know Haley King, the 22-year-old girl from South Carolina who just... Although, you know what? I feel like she's in trouble for something that wasn't that bad. So here's the story. So there's this girl. She's 22 years old, and she has a couple of roommates. She goes to the University of, and I guess she had a kind of discrepancy or argument with they wanted her, and she didn't want to leave. And I guess it got a little contentious between all of them. And so they was doing something.
Yeah.
So they set up a video camera. And her, like, taking out, like, the other girl's food. I don't know, I have two or three other roommates. But she would, like, in a container or something, spit all in it, and then put it back in the fridge.
That's not that bad.
She's facing 20 for tampering and contaminating. I can't remember what the official law is. Her on the video, they turned and said, look what she's doing to our food. She's murder. I guess the police must have been involved in some way before that. So they ended up charging her, and she faces 20 for spitting in food.
The spitting part, or was it the Windex part?
I don't have a Windex part.
Yeah,
she
was not only spitting in their food, she was putting Windex in their food, too.
Oh, see, I just have University of South Carolina spitting in food. Because when I first saw it, I thought, I will see food, ever.
Oh.
Ever.
Good for you.
No, I've never.
I'm actually surprised to hear that.
Are you really? I've never tampered with it. Like King, I didn't mess with anybody's food.
What about for the office potlucks?
I've never met with food like in terms of like spitting in it. I did.
You've enhanced
food and made some pot brownies. So yeah, no, that I've never gone in and like tampered with somebody's food. I didn't know that she didn't won't hurt you.
I would think that's probably something you shouldn't be ingesting.
By the spoonful or by the mouthful, but I think if it, I mean, I certainly wouldn't want it done to me. Of Windex isn't going to hurt it.
Was it a spritz or was she dumping it in there?
Well, if she's dumping that in your food and you can't, then there's something wrong with you.
It says get in trouble even if the person doesn't consume it.
That's fine. Yes, I'll give you. I also wouldn't go to the police for that.
On the video, she appears to pour Windex into one of the food containers.
Okay, but that could be anything.
It's like soup. And the color doesn't show or
something. Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. Did she pour like a whole bottle in, or was it just like a splash or two? Again, I'm not saying that it's right. It's between pouring Windex. By the way, 5 minutes ago, I only had her spitting in somebody's food.
I'm with you as far as being shocked at how much time she's looking at. I mean, I know that the absolute
right, which
top.
She won't get. I'd have somebody spit in my food, then put Windex in my food. The answer, of course, you will.
Know.
Of
I really
course,
don't.
You would.
Windex or spit? It's a tough one.
Spit all day. Big deal.
At least it's
okay. It's her. Like, all she's doing is going and spitting in there.
I'm going
away.
Yep.
Windex could make you.
Yeah, if it's a. So could her spit.
I thought you just said Windex.
But it's not gonna kill you. No.
I'm taking the spit.
Thank you. Mate with people. People exchange spit. I'm not saying that she was right in doing it, but I'd rather have that than spit or something in there. Even though the agent is pays my food. No. She could spit my food, I wouldn't even know it.
I think that's how one of the goth, like they became suspicious. They noticed like some food didn't taste right.
Oh, so makes sense. That makes sense, because the other thing I was wondering, in your food. Hand to God, Diane. Have you spit in somebody's food?
No.
Hand to God.
Swear to God, no.
Never.
No.
Have you tampered with somebody? That was very,
what?
There was a big hesitation
no.
there.
No. What am I going to do? Would, like, get a chemical in it? I wouldn't do.
Okay. I feel like you hesitated.
If anything, you throw it out. That pisses them off. No,
but not if you're trying to hurt somebody or mess with somebody. I shouldn't say hurt. Mess with somebody.
No.
Have you ever spit in somebody's food?
I have not.
I don't even think I have as a surprise. Surprising for me. I've had people spit in my
for a fact.
Yeah, I watched them do it.
What
and
was it?
It was some guy being a dick when we were in school, and he just like and pulled the bun off it and put the bun top back on.
High school.
Yeah.
He knew you saw him.
Did it right in front of me to ruin my hamburger. Yeah. No, there was no question. He picked up the bun. And then, I wasn't going to, what am I going to do? I couldn't beat the kid's ass. He was much bigger than me. So I was like, all right, well, you know what? F you. And I threw it right. Listen, hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you, and you enjoy the Mayhem Festival.
Appreciate it. You guys have an excellent day.
Hey, you do the same. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
It's me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Maggie. I'm from the Hereford area, northern Baltimore County.
You went to school with Haley King? Dude.
I didn't know she was from Maryland.
She is all over the place. She was spitting in them girls' food.
She was.
Hey, let me ask you this. So you knew her from, like, high school?
I do, yeah. We went to middle school. And
Nice girl or kind of a C?
You know, she never... I didn't know her that well. I had a couple. I know she was like one of the girls. She, I mean, recently, and a lot of people like bullied them really badly.
So, kind of a scene. Now, I don't know what the
original problems were with the roommates. Like, I don't know what drove her to in their food, pour some Windex in it. But dude, she could be going. She's not going to do 20 years. Can't even
she'll
imagine
get probation.
I just imagine as a day. There's a whole prison story later that I have to get. I can't imagine she does a day in jail for spitting in somebody's food.
No, her sister was on Facebook sort of like standing up for her because obviously everyone from my high school look at this. And her sister said, she only spent a night in jail. Her sister said apparently she was beat by the roommates. And then it was funny because everyone from my school was like, well, she bullied me for years. She made me want to kill myself, like all this stuff.
Whoa.
I know, she did.
Wow, that's pretty. That's something. That is something. Yeah. All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah, because they said it was them trying to get her to move out, and she was like refused.
Right. So then, next, lug all over your food,
spitting on stuff.
Or is that one of those things? Like, is it much worse than I consider it to be?
It's pretty awful.
I'll give
anything much worse. The story that we don't know is much worse.
Oh, no. Clearly the story has got to be worse. I mean, to get to that point. Like, I could
see somebody with a...
I feel like I would fall into that category.
You choose other ways. It's eating someone's food.
But, like, that's almost
months
like...
and months of bullying at restaurants doesn't lead to spitting.
People at restaurants don't spit into food.
All right. We've had plenty of callers who disagreed with
so
you.
It's so rare. When that gets out where they're like, oh, I can't send anything back if it's not cooked properly because they'll spit in it. No, they won't. No, they don't. Maybe if you have a fight, you're being an a-hole to the server. You bet on yourself. But just send a chicken is cooked right. They don't take it in the back and lug it and then bring it back out.
I would have been Kaylee on Saturday. I would not have eaten that avocado.
Okay. That was no...
inconvenienced.
The guy wasn't inconvenient. You know what was inconvenient? Him forgetting to bring
it. I'm not saying he did it. People who then have to go out of their way to get her that.
That's not going out of the way. That's just going, here's some avocado to the table.
That's how a topic spitting and sitting is. The sound I associate with spitting. What am I snoring?
Like snoring.
It's horrible.
Where am I going? Line three?
You get a little, like a... Pass the pigs.
I'm very...
Is this me?
Hey!
Just call me... So I used to work at this restaurant, and my buddy, we would always mess around. He worked with me. With my drink that was sitting, I took a big slurp of it, and there's bubbles coming out of my mouth. He put, like, a cup of dish soap in my in my drink. And then a week later, I take another sip, and it's like, ever... There was like hot sauce, and then like some big tablet that was.
Oh, dude, that's nasty. But I feel like that could cause harm.
What's that?
I feel like the detergent pills.
The detergent pills bad. I just think the soap, it'll take you like 3 days to get that taste.
To get it out.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Now, my friend Brian, remember my friend Brian Johnson, we used to go over to his house and we'd like hang out at his kitchen table and smoke with his parents.
Right, right.
What he used to do to screw with people is a Coke. He would exit the can if they weren't looking.
Smoking a brisket.
That's a dick move. What are you doing over there?
I was exhaling cigarette smoke. Isn't that what it sounds like?
It doesn't make any noise.
It doesn't make a noise at all.
Line four. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hey, who's this?
It's Sean. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, when I was in a volunteer firehouse, and we had a guy, we don't know who it was, but somebody kept eating all the refrigerator overnight. So we had a pack of, remember, you know how like, bologna comes in a little...
Oh, yeah, love it.
We make sure we didn't tear them. We cleaned the inside of every toilet bowl with the bologna, took in the package very nicely, and tasted it last morning.
That's hysterical.
Later.
All right, dude. Talk to you later. That's not that bad. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello, is this me? Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Jason, how you doing today?
Hey, good. What's going on, dude?
All right, man. So you said that a kid spit in your ham of you in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally same thing happened to me my junior year.
Oh, and it's, I mean, you feel like a piece of...
Yeah, man. So, I took it a little further than you did. You did, though. I put the burger back down on my, picked it up, took a bite, and socked the kid in the face.
Yeah, no, I knew I would have gotten my ass in either of those.
he was way bigger than me, man, but...
Oh, you know
what?
No
way.
Good for you.
And it was, and it's just total disrespect.
Oh, it's completely disrespectful. I'll give respectful.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was the bigger man. I was the bigger man at that moment.
It sounds like he was the bigger man.
I also felt like two of us at the moment. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Chris. Hey, I actually got arrested in high school for spitting in my teacher's salad because he pissed me. He was actually, and I did not know that.
Oh, Jesus
if
Christ.
If he would have died in that year, I'm sure I was going to be charged.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty scary at the time. You know, I'm thinking, like, what the hey, me with manslaughter? But, yeah, I got arrested at school. I got charged with first-degree criminal mischief. I actually spent, like, a month in juvie and then had to spend, like, 2 years probation, man.
All for spitting in some dude's salad?
All for spitting in my teacher's salad because he couldn't stand, you know, now looking back, yeah, it wasn't right. I shouldn't have did it.
Yeah, right, of course.
But, you know, I was just a young punk trying to be cool in front of friends and a little, one of the little kids in school that had elementary through high school, so.
Hey, can I ask you this? And not you spit in his salad? Like, was it saliva or did you luge it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did. If you're going to do it, you're going to go all the way.
Miller, were you charged with tampering? With human drug product or food?
No, I didn't get me that stimulates from her dumping the wind thinking.
Dude, you almost got charged with water for just spit salad.
Involuntary.
Yeah. I mean, with that is because Ivor and he had no immune system because of it.
So,
if he would have died.
God, could you imagine?
No.
Can I ask this, though? Like, and obviously the guy was okay.
How long did he live?
No. Well, I wasn't.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's fine.
Shocked at that answer.
Can I ask you this? Was that to scare somebody? Like, if that guy would have died from the cancer, you'd really think they would have gone back and charged this dude with manslaughter?
If they could have connected to me because he got sick, yeah. But, I mean, back then, I was panicking.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. To me, it sounds like a scare tactic.
As I look out with how the hell would...
Yeah, they'd have found a way.
Like a very high priced lawyer probably could have gotten you off.
Oh, and what are they going to shoot? Sneakers?
No, just his parents.
Yeah.
Please. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, Ellie, can I get a T-shirt?
Yeah, you know what? Let me see if I can hook you up with one of those. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. All right, let's do some follow up phone calls. 866-2-Elliot. 866-235-5468. From yesterday or last night, anything at all that you want to do, it matter to me. 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning.
Awesome and amazing. The two great things are combined into cold baseball. Beer snow cones. Chocolate covered steak. It's why Adolph Jewelers decided to take their emergency two-for-one watch sale and combine them into one sale. It's going to be awesome and amazing. How awesome? Well, imagine a group with the personality of a Labrador Retriever. Pretty awesome and amazing, huh? Well, that's awesome and amazing as an opportunity. Our Seiko or Citizens want one free. Combined with a diamond sale giving you 30% off for jewelry and 50% off mountings. It's one sale. Amazing. Adolph Jewelers Emergency Diamond Sale and 2-for-1 Watch Sale is going on now. Located in the Ridge Shopping Center, Parham and Quiocasin. Adolph Jewelers. Relaxy. Visit AdolphJewelers.com. Not include Citizen Signature.
I gave my mom the perfect Mother's Day gift.
Really?
Yep. The Galaxy.
I got my mom the same gift.
Oh, from Verizon?
We're on a different network.
Same.
It's literally the...
With the exact same service?
I think so.
Well, I think we should video chat our moms and find out.
Challenge accepted.
She pick up? I rest my case.
This Mother's Day, don't settle for Verizon. Show mom how much she matters with a great gift on the largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Get $200 or more phone and purchase a Samsung Galaxy S6. Hurry in. This offer ends. Visit Verizon or VZW.com. New edge activation and port in required. $200 equals $100 value gift card plus $100 bill credit. Three billing cycles. Trade-in must be in good working. Check to customer and edge agreements and credit approval. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Get
Pumpkin Festival. September at Oak Ridge Farm in Arrington, Virginia. Music with artist collaborations like never before. Featuring Robert Plant and the Sensations. Bill Lesh and Friends. Bill Santana. Mad Dog and the Englishman. A tribute to Joe Cocker. Tedeschi Trucks Band. Doobie Brothers with String Cheese and the celebration of Jefferson Airplane. Widespread Panic. And so many more. For full, go to lockinfestival.com. CKN Festival.com.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we think those who serve our country deserve our thanks. So in honor of Military Appreciation Month, we're showing our members some through the end of May, refer a member of the Armed Fleet, and you'll both get a cash bonus. It's our little way of saying thanks. We're proud to honor our servicemen and women during Military Month and every month. Visit NavyFederal.org/salute for details. Open to everyone in the Armed Forces, the DOs, the DOD, and their family. Fully insured by NCUA.
Looking for a forklift? Look no Crown Lift Trucks location at 510 East Park Court, Suite 160 in Sandston. A fleet of heavy-duty Crown Fork reliable parts and service packages designed and offers various financing, outing, rental, and lease programs. Stop by Crown Lift Trucks or call Crown Lift Trucks today, 09058. That's 58. Or visit crown.com to find out more.
Get quick. Save stops every time by switching premium brake pads available only at AutoZone. They're proven tough and engineered to outperform the original brake pads that came with Zone AutoZone.
Get your motor running and head to the International Motorcycle and ATV Show on May 9th and 10th at the Richmond Raceway Racing Complex. See the and ATVs, shop bikes, riding gear, and accessories. Check out the amazing custom bikes. Enjoy rich and country music talent live on stage. Details and tickets are available at .com. That's MOTOCRUCER.com.
Jared is for diamond fashion jewelry this month. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, a selection of diamond fashion designs in necklaces, earrings, and bracelet jewelry brands. Neil Lane designs and diamonds in rhythm. Or indulge your craving with Le'Veon chocolate diamond. Pricing at $100 to over. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
For a stalled vehicle heading up northbound between Hermitage and Brook Road, it's over on the right shoulder area. No problems for 295 and 64. Chip and M, 288, this way reporting the problems for Maury at 16th, and authorities have cleared an earlier collision Hull Street at Cornhouse Road.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, Washington, 110 WRXL, Elliott in the Morning.
Bit later on this hour, I do have tickets for you to go to the festival. On the end of at the end of September, with the Strokes, Drake, Alt J, all takes place on the National Nation. /EITM online. You get all the info that you need there this week. Ooh, real quick. I got to get into some follow-up phone calls. 866-2-ELLIOTT, 866-235-6888. Ahead with a foul ball last night. So she was, I feel like we had a little quick string of those. So this woman was sitting off to the third base. Guy fouls a ball off the forehead. Now, a lot of attention is being called to her because she can as a cold compress to put on her, head.
Andy.
You've got that a rough like that, which is good. I mean, you want to get yourself well. I mean,
the last time we talked about this, made it as though the woman was at fault. Remember the woman who got hit like
that
right
behind?
That
was the woman who was walking behind home plate, right? Because that was a lot sitting in her seats and hit her. It wasn't like she was doing anything in her seats. My guess is, and you can see the ball when it leaves the bat. Like I don't have actually striking the woman in the head. But you could see the batter. Foul one flying. So I'm not. Is she a woman or an old woman? But she's an older woman. But she took the foul ball.
Wow!
Did you see the bump?
Photo. Yeah, it's like that few years back. Forehead.
Yes. Look at her head, though. Look at that's what you want.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She just put beer on it. But
put the welt on her head. And that is what you want. I mean, you do a good sign that you welt up like that. That's the body healing.
That's right. Remember him?
I forgot about him. That's not...
He was a Swedish guy.
But yeah, look at that chick's head. By the way, it almost looks identical. I'm not ever.
No.
Nor do I want one. But look, and then she puts the beer on it. That'll keep it down. Got to ice it up, make it feel good. Line one. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
This is Kat DeWorke.
Hey, what's going on, dude? How's Tammy?
Tammy's on baby, man. She's chilling.
Oh, where did she, do you know, did she, like, go away, or she just, did she do a staycation?
I don't know if she did it. If she went away or stayed going, I hope she's smoking a fat, and she deserves it.
Hey, man, I hope she is, too. Everybody said she's a beast at the office.
Man, she is off the hook. I'm missing her this week. I need her.
Yeah, no, everybody made it sound like she essentially runs the joint. She's so efficient there.
I mean, she's awesome, man. She loves you guys. Y'all are great to us.
No, Tammy's great. What was the video of her we watched? Oh, the ice bucket challenge when she did.
Oh, yeah, with a cigarette in her hand. She's off the hook, isn't you? She was off the hook with you guys, though. Back when I was a teenager, I had a guy I worked with that would come by and steal...
Right.
A little tired of it. So I went home at night. I was about 18, made me up a big batch of brownies. But I added the, not the X-Lax, the Duralax to it. And, of course, I didn't proceed to eat any.
Wait, what but is X-Lax?
Same thing.
Is Duralax a dual softener and mover?
Basically the same thing. You come in little chocolate drops, whatever.
Right.
And so I shaved them up real nice and put the taser one up. That stole some brownies out of the bag. He had to work.
No kidding. Did he really?
Oh, yeah. When he came back, I proceeded to tell him what I did. Needless to say, my lunch got
ruined. Hey, man. No, you know what? Good for you. Sometimes you got to stand up. Got to stand up, dude. Stand up, dude.
Yeah, things. Look back on it as you get arrested for it.
Yeah, probably. All right, dude. Well, listen, I appreciate the phone call when you say hi.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
You got to do. We'll talk to you later. Things real quickly. Oh, I did want to get to know that everybody else was looking forward to it. Bum Bum.
How many of these pageants do they have? It's like every
This is the reigning Miss Bum Bum, the bumper. She was supposed to go skydiving in a bikini the other day, and she did make it up in the plane. Scared, so she didn't go. Yeah, 20. There she is. But yeah, she didn't. She pushed out when
was
the.
Was she wearing like the
of course
jumpsuit?
She was.
Oh, no, suit.
No,
and
no,
bikini.
No. She was wearing
bikini.
Her. Yeah, no, Miss Bum Bum.
If she was disrobing at the.
No. That was, who was the dude that like broke 59 who just turned himself in?
The guy in Florida.
What was his deal?
Frank Freshwater.
Right.
He escaped from like a work crew on a prison 59 under an assumed name. And I guess he had been sentenced to 20 years for violating probation from an earlier manslaughter conviction. And then serve it. Then 7 months in, he was escaped.
In 19.
Yes. And they wheeled him in a wheelchair
now,
yesterday, yeah.
Why would you do that?
He was extra to Ohio. Did he turn himself in or did him?
No. He turned himself in. Yeah, no, he definitely turned himself in. So that he did some time in West Virginia. And also got out of there. But I don't know, I don't understand why at this age you would... He was in a wheelchair. I mean, clearly he's not in the greatest health.
No.
Well, dude. Because you know they got to put you back in prison. It's not like they can go, well, you know what, he's not just leaving B.
They discovered him and then they were trying to make sure it was him by fingerprints. Authorities can help from deputies and created some signed papers so they could check.
Oh, wait, so he didn't just walk in and turn himself in?
Couldn't go with a picture and say, oh, that's...
By the way, they show his mugshot and then they show him now. He looks nothing like that. I mean, keep in mind, it goes back to 19...
I mean, they confronted him and he basically said, it's me.
It wasn't so he like didn't he, just go turn himself in.
No. That makes a lot more sense.
That makes a ton more sense. So he's pissed that he have to be. God, could you imagine being on the run that long?
We always talk about
5 years.
Stop looking over your shoulder. Years.
You're done.
You're no longer concerned.
No, not at all. Not at all. You're good to go.
Retired truck driver.
Oh, that reminds me.
There was just a story yesterday. I think it's Daimler Chrysler. I think Daimler just tried driverless 18-wheeler.
Oh God!
Which I hate. I hate it.
So you
it drives
hate
it. Itself.
Okay, you don't like it because taking away
jobs. Yeah. Although part of the article,
you want a driverless 18. The idea of a car scares me.
That it's way safer, efficient than having a human behind the wheel. I'm with you. I don't like the idea of. I mean, that's like you want a car that'll drive you from. Now listen, it's still plant guys that end up losing their car to drive you to the store. Whatever. I don't like that. That takes away from people building the cars, but truck drivers. Which the other thing that I didn't realize. They said that is a that's a dying profession.
Truck driver?
Like guys are not, I shouldn't say drivers, men and women. The number of people that are way down.
That's got to be a rough job.
That's what I'm doing next.
I mean, to wait for weeks.
I hate driving a car, but I feel like to like be an over the road truck driver. I feel like
the nicest cab of a truck I've ever seen.
Oh my God! It looks like a luxury RV.
That does look pretty nuts, but nobody's getting too into in it.
Yeah, there's a guy in it.
Yeah, but he doesn't drive it. He's just like the.
He really gets to enjoy. He doesn't focus on maneuvering.
Okay, it's
so they have like the sleeping compartment, right?
Just in case something goes wrong,
so
that
he
there's
can
somebody
lay wet and pretend like he's sleeping. Oh my god!
This will make long haul safer, cheaper, and better for the planet.
How is it going to make it safer? I don't understand that.
I'm working on proving that they're safer.
You can't stop somebody from hitting it.
Driver error is cause of truck accidents.
Okay, but it's also the number one cause of car accidents. It's the number one cause. Driver error is removed. That's going to be the number one cause.
Yeah, they're also, as we've discussed, those cars.
Yeah, but I don't like the truck driving part of it. I want my 18-wheeler to have a driver in it.
Yeah, so when the guy hits him off and he doesn't have enough brakes, there's actually a person to hit the brakes.
They'll be able to do that on its own.
If the situation it can't confidently handle, it'll alert the human to take over.
Too late. Too late.
Beep. No, it's guns.
Okay, so for the beep, it's too late. So if you got to have somebody that's... So is this essentially cruise control?
Well, like a glorified version of it?
Yeah. I mean, if
not if it can steer.
You know what?
That's very glorified, Diane.
That I want the truck to do something is in an emergency situation, and it's going to have to shut itself down and stop without, like, jackknifing or something. Because it's the brake, right? Or swerve. We're humans. That's all we do.
Yeah.
But if there's something that kills that engine and stops it immediately, it should go the other way. So when the truck locks itself up.
Okay. Sorry,
real patient. We're home. Watch that trailer again yesterday. It's so good.
Ogre is the nerd. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't like it, though. I don't like it at all.
Can I ask you?
I was just thinking.
about Star Wars.
Wait, no. I read a story about somebody famous. Oh, I know exactly who it was. I read a story about Josh Groban, and he cried when he...
Oh, he was high.
The problem. Watch it. Yeah, I went back and watched that yesterday. That triggered me to go do it. But I don't want the... back to my trucks. I don't want...
That is a nice truck. Have you ever seen a semi that looked like that?
I bet so. When was the last time you were in an 18-wheeler?
Never.
In an 18-wheeler?
Mm-mm.
Even as a kid?
No, not that I can...
He moved once? And we had to put our stuff on.
Was your mom hitchhiking?
No, moving truck. And we moved. Can't remember where it was. I think it was when we moved from Savannah to probably somewhere. I rode with the movers in the 18-wheeler.
Is that legal?
It was then, but yeah, I rode with.
I don't think it was legal. I think they just overlooked it.
I rode with the. I rode with the movers. It was awesome.
I'm dead as a kid. That was the great.
It was great. I got to pull the horn and everything. Wait, haven't you said before? You've never
either. I've never been in a pickup truck.
That we knew. Yeah. That we knew. Where am I going? Line four. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah. Hi, who's that?
It's Moose down in Chester, Virginia.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Good, man. Good. I'm a truck driver, and I was hearing some of the things that you guys are talking about. First of all, some of the sleeper cab trucks, you know, from Condo. You know, we have just in the back, refrigerators, you know, we got it.
Yeah, that's not surprising me. My brother-in-law is a truck driver. Now, his truck isn't decked out like that, but it's nice.
But the other thing that I want to comment on, guys are talking about accidents. You know that at least, I would say, 9 out of 10 accidents aren't due to the truck drivers, due to the other person. You know that, right?
Totally, that 100%.
Especially when, you know, usually it's because people aren't paying attention to us. You know, we got 2,000 pounds on our rear. We can't.
No, but they'll still cut you off and think that you can.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you hit a guard when you see that family in front of you. And then you have DOT cracking down on us on every single rule that they're coming out with.
Yeah, okay.
They're impossible for us to drive.
Hey, let me ask you this: Do you do over the road, or are you local?
Yeah, I used to be over in Mexico and Canada.
That's pretty awesome.
And now because after divorce, brother, I'm
the. I also feel like I'd want to be like one of those like late night into the middle of the night truck drivers.
I've been wanting to try Alaska because that seems going to be it's great money.
Right. Oh, but, I bet it is.
It's definitely dangerous.
Because you know what? Like I work in at like 7-8 o'clock at night. I'd listen to, and all you got to do is I would listen to baseball games or hockey. That gets me through midnight.
Yeah.
And then I would like, who's the knight who talks about UFOs? What's that dude's name?
Dean Lane?
No,
man,
I used to listen to him every
Yeah,
I used
listen to him for a while.
From Kansas to Indiana.
And I would be the guy who called, like, the 24-hour sports call-in shows.
Right,
when they're
right,
begging
right.
for anybody to call.
They don't care who calls them.
Just go, Detroit Pistons. Hold, please. They put you right on. It's right on cuss.
Yeah, but the one driving now that the DOT has made it to where you can only drive at a half, then you have to take a break. You can start working during the daytime. That way you can get into the truck shops.
Yeah.
No.
And I totally. In like those big workout facilities. The
like the biking trails.
The bike trails, right? And everything. They were trying to make it nice for all the.
If you don't respond within 5 seconds, the truck stops.
5 seconds is too long.
I'm just telling you.
Wait, if I don't respond to the icon within 5 seconds, the truck stops? I'd rather the truck stop for me. Just stop.
Okay. Well, it doesn't obviously slam on the brakes. It's gradual.
Yeah, no, but don't wait 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
I was going to say, it's slowing down over one car, two car, three car.
5 seconds. I'm already in.
But they were talking actions that would maybe need a driver's attention. A car
like an emergency
coming on
type
you
thing.
Or coming on to you in the wrong lane or something.
You got to treat trucks like. But I totally believe that guy. The majority are.
Yeah, because they don't realize they just slow down.
That's when I give them a big alligator bite. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, who's this?
Hey, this is Benji.
Hey, what's up, Benji?
Oh, not much. Hey, man, is that
the what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I got to bring it up from in my car. It's in the back of my car.
Oh, man, you haven't been leaving it in there, have you?
Yes.
No, he has not.
Yes, you
is on the phone. Would you tell Gallo that you left your wine, his wine, in your car?
Man, Diane, come on.
Okay, back there.
I have to let wine get hot.
Well, it's not that hot.
It's only been in the
parking garage. No, there's no direct sun on that.
Doesn't matter. It's still get hot.
It'll be good. It's fine. You know what? I'll go. You know what? There's a break and get it. No, because I don't want to ruin it or anything.
I mean, you probably won't drink it.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. I haven't even opened the box though.
Oh man, I can't believe you kept Diane away from it all weekend.
No, I know. But I know. But the car, and then there was no way to get to it. Well, I mean, there was. I just didn't. But the no. I do need to get that. I got. But it's okay, right? I feel bad. I don't want to guide.
No, it should be fine as long as it's fine.
No, it hasn't been that hot out at all. And it gets cold in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'll tell you what I would like. That moonshine that we shared.
Oh, you can work that out.
Or am I not supposed to say that?
Sounds like trafficking.
Yeah, the peach was good. All right, dude. Yeah, you know what? I'll get that out of the car. Now I feel bad.
It should be fine.
Yeah. I don't know the difference between anyway, so I'll drink it. I don't give a hell. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, man. Talk to y'all later.
All right, dude. We'll talk to you. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, I will give you tickets. You will go to the Landmark Festival.
I wonder what my dog named me.
Elliot in the morning.
Swinging to spring this month at Rick Hendrick's Chevrolet Buick GMC during our spring sales event. You too can be a Hendrick in the largest selection of Buick vehicles in Virginia at a quarter mile fast short front mall and with 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. This season with 15% off selection, up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras, up to 3 grand off MSRP and Terrain, and 5 grand off MSRP on all Malibus. Spring is sprung with up to 5 grand off MSRP on select Buicks. MSRP and Chevy Tahoe for all Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves, and up to 3 grand off MSRP and Encores. Ready to get your summer with amazing deals. See roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. Relay Buick GMC in Richmond via Hendrick Driver.
It was so cool to have a couple of people come up. Dude, I just want you to know, I don't smoke anymore because I heard you talk about voltage vape. That's awesome. I'm here to help you. So is Jay Taylor and his amazing, knowledgeable, friendly staff at Voltage Vaping. They're right off to it in the Whistle Stop Shopping. What a better gift than to help her quit smoking. Take her by Voltage Vaping. Let her meet with you. Get her a gift card, too. They specialize in helping people make the switch. They're going to play the right device, find the right nicotine level, transition seamless. All bomb sauce, fear the rainbow. And they've got all kinds of box mods, tube mods, and sub-ohm tanks in stock, too. All the cutting-edge devices and service is at Voltage Vaping. 8 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center. Or they're online at VoltageVaping.com. On Facebook, too. That's a great way to see flavors they've got coming in. Want new device. Look better, feel better, smell better with Voltage Vaping.
Rise and shine.
Need a little more sleep. Sirs.
Come on, son. We're sunrise.
The fish are still asleep, Dad.
We'll stop at Hardee's. We need a good breakfast.
Hardee's. So.
Rise and shine at 5 with Hardee's made from scratch sausage and egg biscuits. 50. Price plus tax at Hardee's.
Now, wasn't this worth getting up for?
Let's go.
You can set the soundtrack for a road trip by streaming music right from your phone. Strong can introduce you to roadside fare, like pickled pig's feet, thanks to helpful Yelp reviews.
Can't believe that.
And Strong can make everyone back home wish they'd jumped in the back seat with you. When they see all the photos you posted.
140 likes.
Think what Strong can do for you.
Where are we going next?
Has the nation's strongest 4G LTE. AT&T reminds you to never text.
Come into AT&T now and get the HTC One M9 for zero down with Capture All Life's Moments with its new dynamic 20-megapixel sapphire lens camera.
Signal strength claim based only on average 4G LTE signal carrier. Zero down requires well-qualified credit, installment agreement, and wireless service. Tax due at sale. Other charges and restrictions apply. Visit a store for details.
This month, get her smile. Give Mom a hand up because nothing says thanks, Mom, for all you do more than the gift of relaxation and rejuvenation. Now through Sunday, May 10th, Sandstone gift card and a devotional gift card for yourself. Visit one of our three Hand and Stone massage and facial spas in Centerfield, Carytown, or Short Pump, or HandandStone.com. Participating spa for details.
And save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats.
Get the Bank America Cash Rewards cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through. No rotating category rewards. To find out how to get more cash back by most, visit bankofamerica.cashback.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Watch for a stall northbound between Dickens and Staples Mill over on the right shoulder. No problem, Todd. Stall vehicle northbound Powell Hype at collisions Woodman Road at Jesse Chavis Drive in Maury at 16th.
XL 102 with another big...
It's Van from Catfish to the Bottleman. Are you into the UFC?
Conor McGregor. I'm not into UFC, but I'm into Sting because he's good on the game, don't we?
I don't.
He's good on the game.
I love McGregor.
No, Conor McGregor.
Irish.
Oh, mate, he's amazing. He's like...
I might look him up.
Get more at Big Field. Richmond's Mo Elliott in the morning on XL 102.
6. Oh, what am I doing? We got to get into that. I will give you tickets to go to Music Festival. Oh, sorry, I had a little brain fart there. All right. Landmark Music Festival 26th and 27th. That'll be on the National Mall. Don't call me yet. Sorry about that. I had a little brain fart. I will give those as soon as we are. So, Mama, let's get into some news, please.
A little bit more on the report of the German Wings flight. He had controlled descent on the previous flight that morning. That was crashed into the apps back. Various Lubitz, they said, repeatedly set the plane into a descent and then would bring it back up again on that same flight going from Dusseldorf to Barcelona. The report said the pilot appeared to have left the cockpit during that flight. Executors have previously said that he had intentionally crashed the plane into the Alps. Charges against Jesse Matthews, capital murder yesterday in the Hannah Graham case out of UVA. Changes, though, for example, his attorney was taken off the case because, I guess, applied for a capital. He's got new attorneys, one from Richmond, and their judge may have to recuse herself because her daughter goes to UVA.
UVA. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Another a psychiatrist, who Jahar Sanayev's father, 2003 through 2005, testified that he had diagnosed the father with PTSD. This is all part of Sarnaev's attorney's attempt to sympathy towards him, how a father figure, because not only was he medically ill,
right.
So that's why he may have been looking at his older brother, Tamerlan, father figure, function that was going on in that family.
I was reading like people who are following the case and, you know, presumed of saying that so far, nothing. That there would be nothing. Now the jurors may decide that they're believing the trial so far going to sway a juror. Now,
to have them go life as opposed to a death sentence?
There was somebody who was leaning towards death that there hasn't been a believe. I mean, obviously you won't know until they talk to the jurors afterwards that they don't believe in it compelling enough that would take somebody that is in favor of the death penalty and back to a life sentence. Again, until the jurors talk afterwards, but just the legal experts that are watching and saying that they haven't seen anything that they think would be compelling enough or would be so dramatic that it would change somebody's mind,
yeah,
who was leaning towards the death penalty.
The Eitan Pate jury, it's 15 days and they cannot get headlocked. They keep sending notes to the judge saying there's been no movement
yesterday, and they said, hey, listen, this is the 15th day. Now keep in mind, I think it was like day 11. They had, and keep in mind, they're in there 8-9 hours a day talking about it just over and over again. And so I think it was like day 11. They sent a note to the judge that just said, hey, listen, we're deadlocked. We can't get whether they're going to find Pedro Hernandez guilty or not guilty. We don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So talk that, hey, listen, what I encourage you to do is go back into the deliberation room. Well, I'm not suggesting that, change what their morals, that nobody should just for the sake of getting it over with, that if there is a need to a compromise or a change of opinion, that's fine, but don't the towel because you're frustrated.
Right.
So they did that after day or more days.
Mm-hmm. And again, it was the case of the due to.
Yeah, so the judge told them to keep having it. How long do you do that? I mean, I don't know how long that goes on. Like, how long do they let jurors just sit there and deliberate without coming up with the.
I don't know. Is there a set answer?
If it is, with an answer, they can't come up with a decision, and then the judge says, well, we could reach a decision, and it's declared a mistrial.
Mm-hmm.
The prosecute, whether or not they're going to retry the case, or if they are going to get a jury to reach it, the case maybe isn't as compelling as we thought it was, therefore we're not going to retry the case. But I don't know how long. I have no idea. Does the judge just go, okay? I mean, think of how long that is. 15 days at 8-9 hours a day.
It's going to be exhausting.
Arguing over the same, and and without being in the room, you don't know if it is everybody, is it just two people sit there with the biggest scowl on my face and be like, oh my God, this is hot. But I don't know. I have no idea how long the judge lets it go on for. I mean, you want resolution. I get that.
Right. And then what about, you know, Pedro?
Well, I don't have a lot of sympathy.
Oh, I know, but I mean, couldn't they not gone on long enough? Can we?
Sure, Hernandez's attorneys, because the belief is that if it is trial, they're not going to retry the case.
Yeah.
That's Hernandez's attorneys. I'm probably arguing like crazy that, you know, now we're torturing these people. We're not going to, if we do get a resolution, it's just going to be because they got tired of arguing with each other. If I were Pedro Hernandez's attorneys, I'd be arguing every reason to declare.
Thing I saw from the defense was a photo of the lead attorney, bashing.
Yeah. Wouldn't you feel that way?
No.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Of him literally banging his head against the wall.
Well, he's not, but he is.
Just frustrated.
Frustrated.
Yeah. I don't even know what he'd make. I don't know what you would do. How long did it go on for?
It's now been more than 6 weeks since that on a spring break trip to St. John and became very ill, reportedly after
pesticide
was sprayed.
They were from Atlanta? Probably wrong about that.
Room, Delaware. The two teenagers still listed in critical condition.
Shut up. Are they really?
Yeah. 16-year-old Sean, 14-year-old Ryan.
Where'd
Esmond,
they go?
St. John. In the Virgin Islands, the team's still said to be hospitalized in Philadelphia. Their parents
stayed at like an Airbnb or something like
they're
that.
They're continuing to undergo therapy after getting sick at the Syracuse in St. John. A woman facing the accusation of tampering with a body during visitation home in Oklahoma, Shayna Smith, looking at a misdemeanor charge of the illegal...
Is this slashing?
Yes, dissection of a human body. Apparently, according to the police report, the relationship has one between the two women, the dead woman and the woman accused, as frenemies. And I guess the woman who was used to date the woman's boyfriend.
So...
In the funeral home.
Like, yes.
Cut the woman's hair.
Yes. It'd be like, you going into a funeral home.
Went to the dead woman's apartment and she had the knife whether the woman's hair was still on it.
Oh.
She's crazy. Also, he's playing a big rally for it in Baltimore this Sunday. Those tickets will go on sale via Live Nation today at 5. Attendees encouraged to show solidarity by wearing gray as a tribute to those lost recently in the violence. Floyd Mayweather. His ex, Josie Harris, is seeing dollars over their domestic violence back to 2010. In an interview with Katie Couric, his ex, Josie, was in a drug age and that he had to restrain her.
Did I kick, stomp, and beat someone? No, that didn't happen. I look in your face and say no. Did I restrain a woman that was on drugs? Yes, I did. So domestic violence then I'm guilty of restraining a person.
He and Josie have three kids to get mail to ESPN saying he would be open to a rematch.
Oh, good.
Manny Pacquiao when he recovers from his, leave him out from 9 to...
Before he can start boxing again. Doesn't matter to me, though. I'm in on the class action suit against Manny for the $5 million.
Right.
I'm part of that class suit. What? You should have declared. You broke the law. You never told him you were injured.
You kept it a secret from fans who got money. This was not fair and violates the Deceptive Trade Practices Act of Nevada.
By the way, and that doesn't include everybody, and you don't have a leg to stand on, but the people who bet on him was injured?
Yeah.
I'd be furious. I'd be hot.
But you said they don't have a leg to stand on.
Well, no, you can't. Yeah, no, by the way, it's the only... have injury reports in football,
yeah.
Baseball, hockey. That's the only reason, that stuff is out. It would never be out.
The Hawks 106 led to 90 last night, tying that series at 1-1. The series now goes to 3 Saturday. Grizzlies beat the Warriors to even that series up at 1 last night. Nats and Marlins wrapping up their series today at 1 at Nats Park to the Miami Marlins last night. Of course, coming up tonight,
yes.
The Capitals lead that series against the Rangers 2-1.
12 hours from right now. Bob McDonald and Caleb Green will be done. Owen.
Last night, Blackhawks over the weekend, nothing series lead, and then Calgary topped Anaheim 4-3. That game went into overtime. That's a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Incredible is getting a ridiculous deal on an 3-course dinner at Bonefish Grill. It's our new fire and ice dinner menu with dishes that do a sweet and spicy balancing act of the best flavors of 1999. Start this 3-course salad. Then pick from 5 special cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, succulent lobster tail for just $19. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop fire pot in a sauce that's so good, it's literally... Into something more carnivorous? Try our grill tender and perfect. They'll have you wondering why knives were ever invented. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think incredible, it does with our new donuts for dessert. That's like getting a present in a present. Salad, your choice of 5 entrees starting at $19.99. Hurry in because this incredible deal won't last. Bonefish Grill. Incredible served daily. Celebrate reservation now at bonefishgrill.com.
Now,
Back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Barbed wire fence, carpet tie, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in dirt and dust. I love the rhythm of an old 33's just whist. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the wind, windows down, no one else is hanging.
866 to Elliot, 866-254-6868. Call me right now, I'll give you a pair of two-day tickets for the Landmark Music Festival with Drake, Alt J, Churches, and a whole lot more. 866-2-ELLIOTS, 865-5468. Call me right now, you get yourself a pair of tickets. 2 days at the Landmark Music Place on the National Mall. 866-2-ELLIOTS, 866-235-5468.
And an epic surprise right this week, a contestant was awarded a treadmill. But to be fair, the show isn't called The Prize, is it?
Elliot in the Morning. XL102.
Awesome and amazing things happen when two great things are combined into one. Baseball, beer, snow cones, chocolate-covered steak. It's why Adolph Jewelers decided to take their emergency two-for-one watch sale and combine. It's going to be awesome and amazing. How amazing? How awesome? How awesome? Well, imagine the personality of a Labrador. Awesome and amazing, huh? Well, that's not nearly as awesome and amazing as an opportunity for Seiko or Citizens Watch and get a second one free. Combined with a diamond sale giving you 30% off in jewelry and 50% off engagement ring mountings. It's one sale that's awesome and amazing. Adolph Jewelers Emergency Diamond Sale and 2-for-1 Watch Sale. Located in the Ridge Shopping Center. Adolph Jewelers. Relax. Happy. Visit Adolph Jewelers. Offer does not include Citizen Signature.
Sir, today I'm humming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
Also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Right now, get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Morning, dude.
Chris.
Long cat.
I got an extra sausage burrito and coffee from McDonald's dollar menu.
From the savory sausage burrito to a sweet and creamy McCafe cup, all for a buck each. McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast can get your mornings up to speed every day.
Feel better?
Yeah, I am ready to bring it. This day has got nothing on me.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Hey, what up, mail guy?
Price and participation.
If you're a small business owner, how many hours are there in a day? Sir, never enough. Never enough. At First Capital Bank, we're dedicated to helping small businesses succeed through a people-first approach for the ultimate in customer service. Community-driven bank that offers you customized products and services designed to make your life simpler and your business run smoother. Visit us online at onecapitalbank.com. First Capital Bank.
Hey, Dollface, the purveyor is going to give your locks a winter boost at Bombshell. Get a Brazilian blowout that will take you all the way to Rio. Or give your toes a day at the beach with a winning pair. And remember, kittens, being sweet, I love Bombshell.com, baby.
No matter how much taste a person has, I mean, they have flavor. Acute is a verb. It isn't something you have, it's something you do. Tasting is the freeze out. It's sampling and dabbling. That's why we freed up your choices at Qdoba. Now, you can burrito however you want. No sacrificing on your favorite toppings like queso and guacamole. So go put it all in and order with abandon.
Qdoba. Ann Bannister. Naked Bar. Hot Nacho Bar.
Celebrate your graduate with a buffet-style taco naked burrito bar with catering Mexican grill. Perfect for graduation parties of any size. Easy, delicious, worry-free. Call 888-2-GO.
Watch for a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder of 95 Brooklyn Head over in King's Dominion. Vehicle found power height between Midlothian and the toll booth. Vehicle bridge near Westwood. Now getting reports of a crash 64 eastbound between Staples and Park.
Elliot in the Morning, XL 102.
866-235-5468. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's...
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Heather.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Thank you. Heather, I'd like to give you a pair of tickets to the Landmark Music Festival. Taking place on the National Mall at the end of...
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's true. So listen, if you can hold tight 1 second for me.
Okay.
Kaylee just needs to phone you, and you will enjoy the show, all right? Do you have a moment? I could use you for something, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I was reading the New York Magazine. They did a fantastic job on a... they did a whole in an in-depth study of everything we need to in bathroom behavior.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. You be honest with me. I found this number to be a little bit amazing when it went.
Okay.
Do you sit down? There's obviously public bathrooms that they're talking about.
Right.
Do you sit down on?
It depends. I guess. No, how clean it looks.
Okay, no, I mean, that, I would, by the way, I would have expected the cleanliness bowl, but also the, like, the stall.
Yeah, definitely.
You never do. Kaylee, do you sit down? Depends on... You know, they said only 2% of women ever sit down on a toilet.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem low?
Yeah.
Or people do. But now, why would you lie? Well, I mean, there's no benefit in lying. Like,
I can think of one.
But how is that saving face? To say that you sit down on a toilet isn't bad or embarrassing.
Apparently, with the recent responses that gave, it's gross.
But that's different than... Now, I don't have what that number is for a guy at all. But it would be no different if you had to sit down on... You still look. If the bowl looked clean, you would sit down. If it was gross, you would find a different bowl.
It's different.
The what?
Guys can use the urinals.
No, but I'm talking about when you have to sit down.
But they're not talking about when women have for number two.
Yeah, no, you have to sit down for both.
No, apparently you don't have to sit down.
No, they hover.
Yeah,
no, obviously. Well,
what?
Will one of you answer a serious question? Is that only the only one I know that'll make a poop in public is Kaylee. Will you sit on a bowl? Sit on a bowl, or do you hover for that? You'll hover for that? Wow.
Throw up again.
Wow.
Fitness goals, bro.
I don't know that I've ever done that. I really
you
don't.
You have no problem sitting anywhere.
But, like,
what do you do
in a porta potty?
Porta potty is a different animal.
I guess when I think public, I think like really public.
Yeah, no. It could be store. It could be here. This is a public
potty.
You've never sat on a potty? Oh, I have.
Please?
I mean, the only time I'm sitting is obviously if I'm going to be.
You know,
I've had to go.
Obviously, it happens. We've all seen it.
Yeah,
but
I don't even know how you would hover
yourself not to have to go.
Have to almost have your legs straddling the
bowl? Yeah, because it's like a bench behind you.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know how you would hover in a porta potty. I get like a regular bowl, hover over that. But in a porta potty, I don't. What, Tyler?
I was going to be statistic less awful.
You did a great. They did a fantastic job. And I mean, even down to if you walk in, a bathroom. And there's three stalls.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the left, the middle, and the right. Somebody's... Which one do you use?
Oh, there you go. I like this one. you would use the right.
To them.
Why? That, so by the way, is the over answer?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No kidding.
You're always going to take one that's at least giving you some separation.
Same with a urinal.
No, I don't go that way on. I don't go that way on urinals or bowls.
If there's one guy using like you're going to go stand right next to him.
Sight check.
What?
Oh, if a urinal.
Sight.
You look for where it's the cleanest. I don't care what it is.
So there's like Diane saying, there's a row of five, and a guy going to the second one in right next to that guy.
As I'm going down the
piece,
he has his own personal stall.
No, I'm talking about a urinal. You said at a urinal you'd walk.
Oh, urinal. I'll walk right up next to you. I don't care.
Why?
Available.
I would take the sex away from assaulting me.
And
I'm not saying like sexing, like sexual. I'm just saying like some sort of, there's a guy who's going to jump and zipping up.
No, like if I walk into like Verizon Center is a perfect. They probably got 15. If there's a dude at number, I'm just going to name them going from left to right. And I walk in.
and it's open, I go right to urinal number two.
Why don't you go to 15? It's closest to you. It's right there.
15. Well, does it, even if I walk in at
or
on
go
sign
to the one,
15, I'll still walk down.
Yeah.
You go in order. No order.
No matter if it's numerical, you go, you give somebody space.
The urinal? Oh, you hate that.
That's awful.
But you'll acknowledge.
No.
You won't.
In a bathroom, we'll acknowledge them. I'll say, hey.
No, you're at a urinal. I get up to the urinal. The urinal, I tag, and you just go, hey. Huh? And then you gotta have a whole
eye contact. I thought with acknowledging you meant just like a some sort of sound. Sort of sound.
Oh yeah. Hey, Waters. No, I mean you can all. I mean I'm not saying you got to try to be that guy.
If someone's, I'll be pulling with a similar.
And then that's it. Yeah, no. You don't have to tell me about your life. I mean you can be an adult. But sneak out a faraway.
Back to the stalls though. What in there? Do they have numbers on that?
Yeah.
Where do people go?
Right to the middle.
You go to one of the sides so that the next person in can be away from you.
Middle. I don't know why, but they say middle.
If you
think about it, hey, hold on one second. I think people won't go to the end because that's the one that they believe is the most.
I wouldn't think that, but
to the middle. But don't you feel like you just walk in the first one that is clear water and less stuff on the floor? And I don't just mean like piss, but even like toilet paper and all that stuff. Like, I'm walking the row. And whichever one looks, the first one I come to that looks clean, that's what I'm going.
That is important to you. You've a potty.
Okay, but that doesn't flush. But if you walk into a stalls and you walk in and the first one's got legs, the next one's down low. The third one is clear. Fourth one. I just go right into the right.
That's reasonable.
Now, if I'm only in a three top, and the second and third one have some residual, I pick one, go in, flush it, and well, urinal. I'll go stand right by somebody. That doesn't bother me at all.
What
fit in the urinal?
Oh no.
Oh, I do.
Always.
You know what they say? And I didn't realize this. They say it's horrible. It's almost like
I'm
say,
marking
like,
this.
Yes.
Ugh.
Really?
And I'm not weighing, but I spit in the urinal every time I go.
I'm just gonna start going in my pee.
Every time I use the urinal.
It's less gross. And I'm not saying with the diaper. Just going in your pants is better.
You don't spit in the urinal?
No.
Not even a loogie, by the way. But I'm saying I'm not making like a noise.
I thought you promised this one was less. Guys spit. Is that it?
Though they just say that if you are a spitter, it's very territorial. That's how guys who can say territorial men like to sing. They say it's a way to you're stronger and mark you're doing it for either of those.
It's just a habit.
It says men are more concerned than women are. If you're in a situation where there's a group of guys. There's a lot of potting on. But yeah.
Silverback gorilla.
And I'll just sit there.
Yes, I was undateable last night. I got sucked in.
I won't go and do that. But it'll just be like while you're standing there.
He bent his head down. I couldn't see.
Is that recyclable?
That is, yeah. It's recyclable. Then you just
put that and spit in my recyclables.
It's recyclable. It'll dry. You don't do that? Does
why are you holding? Oh, you're pretending you're peeing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretending I'm making a cyst.
Well, let's be method. Unzip.
Have you ever spit in the bowl? Well, no, you're sitting.
Kaylee, just lie.
I mean, I'm trying to think what other fun. This suffer from performance anxiety far more than women do.
Yeah, happened to fly it on the way down to Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right. The stewardess was right outside the.
That she was outside. It was that she opened the door for you.
She was like a.
All cop to that being weird.
It was.
I suffered the worst when it came to performance.
I still went, but he went inside there. La la la.
What am I supposed to do?
Out.
Say no, thank. Get up out of my seat.
Oh, you know what?
Inconvenience the person next to me. They opened the door. False alarm.
I think it was just gas, and then you just walk right back. Yes.
Focusing on that one.
I'm telling you, you know who spits in the urinal every time.
He told us this. A clean nugget.
This is clean.
Oh, the wrong thing to describe.
No, you remember who told us that he spits in a urinal every time he uses one? Hey, Jacobs.
He did?
He told us that.
That seems like really unlike him.
He said that, remember, it was like one of those things where he was covered secret, where he was like one of these things is...
Because it's like a superstition?
And the two things that I remember is he won't turn the power in his car. It's the end of a sentence.
I'm confused.
So, like, for example, if you were listening to me talk right now,
okay,
you wouldn't stop in the middle of a sentence. You would wait till I got to the end of a sentence.
Off.
And it doesn't matter what it is. Like, he could be listening to the news, and he won't turn off the car until it's the end of a sentence. And the other thing he said that he does all the time is he uses it. Which, by the way, I bet that number is massively. Graffiti in a bath?
Never.
Even
in your school days?
Ever have.
D-A-Z-E.
The guy had. But they talk about
that's
guys.
That's shocking, by the way, that you've never written anything?
Not my thing.
Piss roll.
you have a piss roll. Which, by the way, that got to a...
You're welcome.
Public bathrooms, not porta potties, but most public bathrooms are dual rolls. Where there's two rolls, yeah, there's two rolls. Yeah. There are people, they call them bigters, and very, very rarely do they... Where they'll either take from the roll that has the most, or the roll that has the least, they don't sit behind it.
See, that's interesting.
I go cleanest.
So the least larger?
No.
Oh, whichever one looks
whichever
cleaner.
One looks clean.
Right.
Or it's kind of like dried and yellow, because once you miss the roll, it's... But yeah. But I thought that people would say that they use the roll that's bigger. There's not as many dirty hands.
I could see that being the reason.
But no, they say there are people that are either completely big choosers or little choosers. And they surveyed. It was very indecent. Both roles disappear at the same rate.
So do you use the bigger one when you need a lot?
How many squares do you use on average? That was also in here.
When I pee?
You don't use a roll when just, you...
Well, not a roll. I mean, got dry.
How many squares?
I'm kidding. I definitely sit. We've talked about that.
I'll cop to one thing. On the rare occasion that I have to wear like pants, like pants. If I pee, I'll wipe my penis. Wet spot.
At a urinal? Stall and get toilet paper out and then.
Or I'll grab a piece of paper towel.
So you walk to the sink.
No, I'll pass the paper towel on the way to
in the urinal.
No, I hold it in my hand. Oh, I'm done.
No,
peeing.
Nobody does that.
Has pants on. I'll wipe the end of my penis. Is that unusual?
I've never heard of
spot on my pants. If I get a wet spot on my shorts, I don't care. But I don't want to get.
The day you come back from the bathroom and show me the wet spot.
No, I don't care. But for some reason, if I dress up, and it's because it's so rare that I don't want to look like an ass. I'm very self conscious when I dress up because I don't dress up well. But yeah, if I drip my penis.
I've never heard of someone bringing a paper towel to the urinal.
Okay, whatever.
Say,
you've never wiped your penis?
Okay,
thank you.
I'm just showing my son how to do it. I did it.
What, to wipe your penis?
He wasn't very good at shaking.
Oh.
So like, we had a lot of wet underwear. I moved past it, but Diane said something earlier today. I'm shocked, and this is my, part where I say to you, wow, congratulations. I can't believe you've never
graffitied a bathroom.
Yeah, written anything on a wall.
I think the only thing that I can that comes to mind is because when I worked at the movie theater, I used to have to clean the bathrooms.
So yeah, you weren't working in a movie theater in Elmville.
I was 13 years old. Mr. Hart, yeah,
13?
Mr. Harshberger hired me at 13.
You were that young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zippity.
All right, so back to the squares.
Oh, hold on one second. Back to guys go, very graphic and very homophobic. And
yeah.
And girls, the bathrooms that I cleaned at Wind Chimes 8 movie theater were also pretty graphic, but are almost girls like almost writings or advice column. That's what they say in there. Almost
right.
Guys are animals. It's graphic or it is homophobic.
A lot of people didn't realize they spit.
Wait, what do you mean?
So they do it and
all the time. I'm telling you, I would bet it's kind of dude spit in a urinal. Or territory. It's like when a dog goes outside to take a piss. Even though they don't have to pee, they still pee on a fire hydrant. Because other dogs are out there. Marking your spot. Number of squares. Go ahead.
Just going?
number of squares that you use on average when you use toilet paper.
I bet average. Because I don't, like, it's probably easy to count if you, like, fold it over.
Right.
I don't do much folding.
Ooh. We don't get.
What do you mean?
The numbers you say that you guys use, and you're going to use less when you piss versus when you crap. Two.
Oh, that seems low.
Wait. Women.
For number one?
It just says average that a woman uses when she goes to the bathroom is two.
That's a lie.
That's low.
Yes.
Yeah.
For guys, which you got to assume the majority is seven.
That's what I... That's for number one. It's like a water hose.
That seven is low.
Seven seems low. I'm saying seems.
Pull. Rip.
So you're going to like 15.
I fold up essentially what Wikipedia. Yeah, no. It's, and by the way, the numbers between fold and crumb sure would have been in the study.
I'm a mix. It depends on my mood. Angry. I angry crumple. This is an awful conversation.
Why is that awful? The bathroom every day.
I know.
Every day. Two squares seems low. If I put two squares, no, my hand's going through it. It would be impossible.
Especially with the cheap stuff here.
No. Any stuff. I haven't even finished part of this thing yet.
Oh, you skipped that part.
No. I have all that down. Can I give you one other good one, though? Don't ever put your kid...
Well, you can lay down your travel pad underneath them.
92% of public bathroom changing stations...
Really?
22% of changing stations. So does that mean I'm going into the bathroom of a line on a changing station?
Sounds like it.
I gotta change my duct tape diaper of cocaine. I'm smuggling.
Picture from yesterday. Yes. Let me do this. Kaylee, will you ask all these people to hold on one second, please? Wait, what's wrong?
We're learning more as we go. I need to write New York Magazine to the study.
Okay, I'll take some of those. I do want to get to the hand washing thing.
As a tease of squares used for.
No, they don't.
Okay, well, we'll add that after the break.
There's seven on that, though.
All right, can't wait for you to hit these.
Go anywhere, give me one quick break. I'll grab you next.
Elliot and the
smartphone. What can I do for Mother's Day?
Talk your mother's way. All right. You never call our maid. Did you brush your teeth? Don't talk with your mouth full.
No. What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct is your destination for the perfect gift. We've assembled our best collection ever of affordable Mother's Day jewelry, from Bergen diamond hoop earrings to pendants, pearls, and eternity bands, specially priced for the occasion. Mother or the mother of your children, give her something with lasting value from Diamonds Direct.
Thanks for telling me about Diamonds Direct for Mother's Day. Any other ideas?
Don't make car around, mister, or I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you take a gift she'll enjoy for you. Pump West Broad Village across from Whole Foods. Richmond's Direct Diamond Import.
Tell you with a crash from Pearson Mazda, leasing a car in both worlds. You get a brand new pre-owned price. For example, lease a new 2015 Mazda 3 for just $9 a month at Pearson Mazda. Yes, there are restrictions, but only some miles on your car each month and can save you money. Learn more about great leasing incentives at Pearson West End at 95520 West Broad Street on PearsonMazda.com.
It's the 5th Annual Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday, May 9th at Historic Malvern, where two weeks to trail. Sample over 30 Virginia beers. Beer, food, live music, tickets just $15 in advance. Advance with VIP to PABeerFest.com. Tickets also available at all Capital Ale House locations. And don't miss the official after party at Capital. Annual Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday, May 9th, noon to 6. Brought to you in part by the Draft Doctor, Capital Ale House, and Brown Distributing.
The perfect Mother's Day gift.
Really?
Yep. The Galaxy S6 from Verizon.
Same gift.
Oh, from Verizon? Not the same.
It's literally the exact same phone.
With the exact same service?
I think so.
Well, I think we should video chat our moms and find out.
Challenge accepted. Still connecting.
My case.
This Mother's Day, don't settle for anything less than Verizon. Show mom how much she matters with a great, most reliable 4G LTE network. Get $200 or more when you trade in any smartphone and purchase a Samsung Galaxy S6. Hurry in. This offer ends May 10th. Visit VZW.com. New edge activation and port-in required. $200 equals $100 trade is $100 bill credit. Bill credit applied within 2 to 3 billing cycles. Trade-in must be in good working condition. Customer and edge agreements and credit approval. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
The personal injury in Allen is thankful for the community. Today, heroes who make our communities a great place to live. And once again, we're taking time out to honor our hometown heroes. Do you know a hero? Let's hear it for your neighbor. For the person who is positively, visit AllenandAllen.com or stop by our offices to listen to hometown hero today.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder strength medication provides relief and controls odor and wetness. It destroys odor, absorbs sweat. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
Don't trust an amateur. Only there's professionals to find you the most comfortable mattress. And only Sleepy's has the luxury mattress. For the first time ever, get our best financing offer at on any Tempur-Pedic mattress. See store for details. Plus, it's the final days to get every Sealy in the store on sale. With queen sets $29. Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
Asking yourself, why are so many small businesses in such a good mood this week? Probably because they saved up to 40% site-wide at Vistaprint and stocked up on customized products for their businesses. Now through May 20th, to 40% on signs and posters, postcards and flyers, business cards, and more. And saving 40% on things you need that you need? That'll put us... So visit Vistaprint.com before May 12th and enter promo code SPRING. With 40% on customized products, you'll be all smiles this week too.
A slow go for 04 64th Street, Glenside, all the way to Bryant, all the way to Bryant Park are currently blocked. Watch for Gaskins near Gayton, Hilliard near Hermitage, on the south side, Forest Hill at Chippenham.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning Building, see Washington, Excel, Richmond. This is the Elliott in the Morning.
What's that?
Don't forget, coming up a little bit later on this hour, we'll give you tickets to go see Rise Again. Don't forget, during Diane's Dirt today, playoff tickets for you. I will have a pair of tickets for you to go to Game 4 tonight. Caps and Rangers. So I'll give you a bit later on. And then after today, we got to kind of see what happens and how that all fleshes out. Win tonight, they go up to New York on Friday. They get shut that way for the next round. Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, my God. That was awesome to say. Tickets for you as well. Game 3 is Saturday night. So all this week, I have tickets for you to see the Wizards in the ring. But that'll be in. Tyler, you're telling me overwhelming responses, people spit in urinals.
No, didn't realize it.
You do it every time you're there.
Well, that's
it's
the
just
reason.
Second nature.
And then somebody else wondered if there were different numbers on no urinal.
Not in my survey.
You see that all? You who's want for eye contact?
Or just to check. Why not? I treat the bathroom differently than my car. No, I don't know that I'm... Maybe just like one of these. I don't just kind of feel in the ridge of your nostril.
What do you see in here?
No, now I'm knuckle deep in here. Absolutely. You have phone, though. Phone rings and you're in the toilet?
I would check to see who it is.
Do you answer? 53% answer.
That's not that.
Oh, 41% initiate.
Echo.
Which means they estimate that about 20% cell phones are poo contaminated. Based on the, just on the... When you flush and everything starts going.
And it's in my...
line 3. Hi, Elliot in the Morning. Yeah, hi. Who's this? Kevin?
Hey, listen. Elaborate, and I want to tell you a quick story. Two pieces of paper, not happening. It's three or four.
three are still way low.
Really? Oh, it depends on if you got two-ply, three-ply, or four.
Doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm probably doing to get toilet pieces is way low, dude.
For myself, I got to go eight or nine.
Yeah.
I got a hairy ass. I got to go eight or nine.
Sir, that should not matter.
He wanted to elaborate.
That should not matter.
That was a clarification that was... Are they saying total or per... This is so awful.
Why is it awful?
Per yeah, that's... Well, we're in the bathroom. That could be misinterpreted. Per wipe.
But I use, like, for example,
per time. What's this motion? That's how I get it off the roll. You're like a dog trying to get the toilet. A couple people are wondering: is it seven? Like you said, let it go as far as possible, like a child,
right? And then I fold it all up.
Yeah,
and then I'm only folding enough that I can use it where it doesn't get wet. And then fold, swipe.
Like credit card.
Swipe, deposit,
a game. It sounds like you're describing a bank folding into
wallet. I'm trying to not be an animal. I think
that they're wondering is that you take seven off, you goes in, and take seven off, use that, goes in.
Oh, so if I took 28, that would still be part of my white fold.
Sort of. Bring it off.
Yeah. Well,
I think you're more efficient. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
I'm saving time. but that's a folder. Folding.
Right.
So women. I was told that only women do that.
What, crumple? Yeah. No. Do you fold or crump?
I'm probably more
for one or two.
One.
For two?
I mean, I don't like differentiate. Like it's not.
Well,
like,
you should.
I'm only
because
taken four.
No,
you know
I'm
mean?
Not talking. I'm talking about folding or crumpling. People really. Just
I think
the kind
I'd go back
here.
And back and forth.
But
I
you'll
think
fold.
It's. I'm
Kelly?
Only.
She's like me. It doesn't help that she's a woman. Kaylee, please pick one side or the other. God damn it!
What's your main combo for both? Fold.
Yeah. Wait, nod what? Your head. God. Kaylee, yeah. Learn. Kaylee.
The thing I'm uniform so. About is always the least amount left. Because I like to use things up.
Oh, that is true. True love. You yeah. love to marry. Like, yeah, no, that makes sense. Soul chooser, because then you feel a sense of accomplishment that you get down.
There's a cardboard. Woo!
And then Diane makes the harmonica. Or no, damn it.
What?
It's not a harmonica. A kazoo.
There you go. Wait, where did you say I was going? Hold on. Six. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey,
what's going on? Hey, what's...
I'm never going to go to the Verizon Center again. I'm afraid that you're going to come up to me and be like, oh, hey, brother,
no.
It's cold and deep.
No, I'm not.
Sink and like, whoa, what just happened, man?
Okay, you know what? Let's switch over to the washing. First of all, I'm going to say hi to you, but no, I'm not going to have him with you. Unless, now, initiated, I'll talk. That doesn't bother me.
I can tell you just coming up to me and be like, brother, like
going on. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you are you a urinal spinner?
I am.
You're marking your territory.
I thought about it too when you were saying it and I was like, you know what, I guess I do this. I do that. Like,
but you know what's weird? I won't.
Yeah, I mean I don't know, I guess I got more of a piece. I don't know. I'm enjoyable.
Now I will, like, for example, sometimes I'll brush, like in the morning while I'm going, if I have to, I will, like if I brush my teeth, I'll spit into the toilet bowl. While I'm sitting
so
there.
That's how fecal matter gets on.
No, it doesn't. Thank you. Hey, by the way, be honest with me. Do you really wash your hands?
Yeah, of course.
By the way, fits it.
That's it.
Wash their hands.
Is it more common for a man?
Don't have the breakdown. I do have the breakdown, customer versus employee of a restaurant.
Yeah.
56% of customers will wash their hands. 32% of restaurant employees.
I don't want to hear that.
Buy the whole, I wash my hands every time, and I don't buy it.
Every single time.
Yep. I mean, if not, I'm going to
bring up a good question.
At least run water over them.
Yep.
Liquid, like the dispenser, worst thing you could use.
Even if it's just a sensor one.
Worst thing you can use.
Touching it, why?
Because I just, and now I'm doing this. Every one of them is completely contaminated. They say that 90% dirtier by touching the
soap. But then you're using soap.
And then they talk about how people really don't wash their hands. That's that they just get them wet. You're not really. So not only are you not washing your fecal matter off your hand, you're also not washing the 100 other people that.
Not me.
Now, you know, also the most effective way to dry your hands? Paper towel dispenser.
I hate those things.
What do people do when you walk up? Now, there's the one that you stick your hands in. Yeah. The ones that blow down. What does everybody do? They stand up next to it. They put their hands under it. See how my hands are? You know where that goes? Right to my face. The worst thing you can do is one of those. You know what I wish more places had? Give them credit. I don't know if it's the wash bathroom has it, but that's what you should.
Ugh.
Why is that a problem?
It just seems because you're touching it. Most often
you're touching the dispenser.
No, you don't have to. A lot of times it's like
don't we push that thing to come out? I believe we had a whole conversation that you wouldn't use the bath thing or the bath gel thing because you had to push the.
Oh, when they don't provide the soap,
it's
only in the shower,
in a
hamster water container. No, that's
yeah, but it's clean.
It is. I believe you went into more detail. You elaborated.
Yes,
people do that thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, hold on. We're changing stations. Really washing your hand. 32% of food handlers.
Somebody was wondering about needles and belts. On changing tape.
Needles and belts? Well, I've never seen needles.
Oh.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 7? Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lily from Lake
Christmas. How are you?
I'm way in as a woman of hovering and also about the squares.
Okay, yeah, talk to me about your hovering. Yes, hovering.
So I used to hover, but then that quickly changed to quick carry. And, I don't hover anymore, because whenever you have it out of a porta potty, there's not really much you can do about that.
Yeah, and so you won't hover any hover now.
If I didn't catch anything from sharing 10 porta potties with, like, 500 people,
I can tell you this. The other thing that I've never used in a public bathroom, seat liner.
I used to use that. And again, now, nope.
Dad, my dad used to use for making like essentially like a bed for his ass.
yep. Number two's plug.
It was my dad would go through a whole roll just the toilet so he could sit on it. I'd be like, what the heck? That's why I won't do it. So you won't sit or you won't squat. You will sit. Where are you on the squares?
I two is way 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 too low. However. So whenever I'm pregnant, every barracks has like a barracks manager. And it's like a self-assigned soldier. And for some reason, our barracks hoarded all of the toilet paper. And so there'd be time to like just use two squares and kind of.
Listen, if times of emergency, of emergency, whatever you have, and if that's a sock, it's a sock. Hey, let me ask you this. Are you guilty?
I'll think about that the next time you go and wipe your wet, hot foot against my knee.
Hey, let me ask you this. Are you like and crumple for one, fold for two?
You know, I was thinking of I definitely crumple. And in times of emergency for two, but I think I crumple for two. I don't think it's a difference for me.
Interesting. It is for Diane and Kaylee.
And me.
And Ty. Ask that other dude if he ever wipes his penis.
In dress pants only.
For me?
Yes.
For me, it's in dress pants only. You'll do it whenever.
All the time.
No, you don't. You don't do it all the time.
No. As a demonstration.
Yeah, as a demonstration,
it's
right.
Like the neighborhood kids. My kids.
Kids.
That sounded awful.
Come on, told everybody. 3 o'clock.
There's either just the dab or the squeeze and dab. You have your choice.
Why did I say that? This is horrible, horrible.
Kids, they were outside playing. Mr. Molnar's house, he was showing the penis wipe demo again.
Called them all in.
You know what? Next year at BFD, because the kids will have them, Tyler will do the penis wipe demo again. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Roger.
Roger.
Hey, I want to let you from a guy's perspective on the whole wiping with the squares and everything. You're saying use about 7 or 8 per, I guess.
Well, that's what Tyler's going with. I treat it like I'm buying raffle tickets at a charity event.
No, that's what it says in the thing.
Wait, no, it says 7.
Standard.
Oh, we wonder exactly how they got there. Means, right, so. Yes.
because from what I do, I put one from my at the house where I have, like I said, I use three squares, and you fold it over so it's almost like a three-level amount, and you use that, you can wipe that multiple times. If you wipe that, and you with the same.
Yeah, but
full
three table. Is very, very small.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's got the thickness to it, so when you're going to...
Okay, I mean, listen, who am I to argue with you? If that's what's working, that's fine. Hey, do you spit in a urinal?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely, you have to.
Do you leave the bro urinal between...
Yeah, I do. I won't leave it, but I'm also not afraid. I have to go. So
thank you.
I'm right next to somebody.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Is there
I've got no shame in my game.
Is there a worse feeling in the... Of having to go, and it's that you're not used to. So when you do reach back there, you do get your hand a little wet. That is
I don't like to do
that. That is the yes, it does
to you, sure, not
that,
me.
That happened. The other thing that happened to me, it happened to me at the bathrooms at RIR in High, and I had to use the urinal, and I did it again this year.
Tapping out.
I hate that. That I hate. Silly is me. And it's only because their bathroom is really high.
Perfect for shaving.
But it did. A lot of people were shaving. There's so many razors in there.
No, that razor in the garbage.
Yeah, no, they just leave it up on the sink.
It's communal. Everyone.
Hi, in the morning.
Yes, it's me.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Vinny, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Vinny?
Just want to knock all these things off the list, man. First off, of course, I spit in the urinal with second nature like before y'all told me that I did it.
Right.
Secondly, two sheets, man, that's going to disappear, man.
Amen,
that's
bro.
All. That ain't no good. No
I just wrote on myself with a pen.
Thirdly, Elliot, you hit it on the head, man, on the color of the pants, whether I got to dab the penis or not.
There you go.
But if there's some khakis and I'm in a nice place, man, you got to dab. Can't have that and have the spot.
You know what? I'm very happy to hear that. Honestly, I'll only do it when I dress up, but I always thought it was a little bit off. But here it excites me.
Like I said, on the head, man. I mean, because I work in khakis, not dab. But if I'm somewhere where I need to be looking.
Yeah. Oh, if I go to a wedding?
Oh, wedding, absolutely. And I'm going to piss 45 times at a wedding, so I might as well bring my own roll. I might as well have my. Just for dabbing.
All right, just appreciate the phone call. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, brother.
Gotcha, Elliot.
Hold on.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Two things to the internet. I meant to say at home. And I was trying to switch the location.
Right, no, I understand.
I misspoke.
I understand.
Elliot misspeaks constantly. And then second, because the internet minutes without sex, people are wondering if this with sex in bathrooms.
No, you know what? That was not in the great question, internet. But nothing in here. I'm looking quick to say it didn't.
I'll write him back. Dear internet.
There's not the pity. By the way, I don't know any woman that can't pee.
Kaylee.
No, she can pee. She can pee.
Struggle with it all the time.
Oh, I meant from performance. Kaylee just can't pee. Don't you?
Yeah,
but you don't have...
told us that.
Was it a performance issue?
I'll play sound effect again.
No, it's a stream issue.
There she is. Kaylee P.
Yeah, no, that's a stream.
Right next to this one.
That's post two. Yeah, no, that was a stream issue. But you'll sit down and go. Yeah. Like when you pissed in the... And then that was it.
But nothing on sex on the bed.
Nothing. I've never had sex in a public bathroom. I don't know that I'd be opposed to it.
Is that another thing you need for Big Field Day next year? I've got one thing.
Where am I going? And then I can be done. Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, man? One thing that really gets on my nerves is when there's like a big gap when you shut the bathroom stall door and like people can like look in. No,
you're looking in.
Oh, stall and the door's closed. First thing you try to do is crack eye contact. Absolutely.
No, dude, there was a sign, and like the guy stopped, and he was like, "Daddy, who is that?" And I rolled my head and flipped my fucking shoulder.
Yeah, no. Every time you walk by a closed stall, you look in the stall.
You know what I can't, like, right now is playing in my head? The Lone Star song, Front Porch Looking In. What a beautiful song. Next juxtaposing.
Oh, But you
there's
know what?
There's a carrot top who can barely walk with a sippin' cup of milk. Little blonde with her shoes on wrong because she likes to dress herself.
There is something in here about using a stall with no door.
And the most people.
Would you not go to a restaurant room was disgusting? Why did you just yell? Oh. There's people that won't go back to a restaurant that they like if the bathroom is gross.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And I only think of one place that I've ever done that with.
So you kind of agree.
In general, I don't, but there's one place that it was disgusting. It was the walk street to holy hell.
What do you mean, like the little hallway?
Yeah, like just have to
reek
walk.
Of what?
Death. I don't know what it was. No, and it's right down the street, but I can't go there anymore.
So we can see. We can see.
But yeah, I can't find it. But the numbers of people that won't use it all if there's no door, and that number's really, really high. I don't care. I've watched Scott when he was there. It was a half door.
Extraordinarily
it was like an
low.
Old that we were at an old Western saloon.
Yes.
That's the door.
All right. Let me take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Elliot in the morning.
To do for Mother's Day.
Talk your mother's way. All right. You never call me, Aide. Did you brush your teeth? Full.
No. What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. Go.
Diamonds Direct is your destination for the perfect Mother's Day gift. We've assembled our best collection ever. Affordable mother from birthstone rings to diamonds, pearls, and eternity bands. Specially priced for the occasion. For your mother or the friend. Give her something with Diamonds Direct.
Thanks for telling me about Diamonds Direct for Mother's Day smartphone. You got any other ideas?
Don't make me turn this car around with something to cry about.
Let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find her a Mother's Day gift she'll enjoy. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods. Richmond's direct diamond importer.
Rise and shine.
Need a little more sleep. Say five.
Come on, son. We've got to be on the stream.
Fish are still asleep, Dad.
We'll stop at Hardee's. We need a good breakfast to reel in the big ones.
Hardee's? How do you say so?
At 5 with Hardee's made from scratch sausage and egg biscuits. 2 for just plus tax at participating Hardee's.
Wasn't this worth getting up for?
Tickets are on sale now. Music Festival. 2 days, 5 stages, and all for a cause. The National Mall. With over 40 artists. 40 artists, including Drake, J, Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Band of Horses, The War on Trojan, Nate Roos, and many more. September 26th and 27th in West Potomac Park, Washington, D.C. Buy tickets and see the full lineup at presented by the Trust for the National Mall. Sponsored by Miller Lite.
Tuesday. Give Mom a hand and stone gift. Thanks, Mom, for all you do. Relaxation and rejuvenation. Now through Sunday, May 10th, purchase a hand and receive a $20 promotional gift card for yourself. Visit one of our massage and facial spas locations in Chester, Carroll, or Short Pump, or handandstone.com. See participating spa for details.
If you've ever wanted a true diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared the Galleria of Jewelry this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase, you'll receive up to a $1 award toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamond in through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
At Chesterfield Auto Parts, we don't toolbox. You can pull off your own parts at the best-known prices in the universe. But now, you can also pick. That's right, because now, we offer new app at almost any make or model. So stop by one of our 3 locations, Richmond or Fort Lee, or Chesterfield Auto Parts, or pull off your own great deal.
It's the grand opening of Cloud Bean Superstore. Bigger and better. Quit smoking with Cloud's vapor. Over 25 premium brands such as Suicide Bunny, Five Ponds, Ruthless, Lost Art, Jimmy the Juice Man. Knowledgeable staff to help you quit smoking today. From beginner to advanced vapor. You need. With over 10,000 pens of free mixing bar. Visit 11003 Midlothian Turnpike next to the Wall location in Chester. Open 7 days a week. Cloud's vapor.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today. Nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Has everything your business needs to keep your employees energized. From coffee, water, Uber, and soda to 3.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground Coffee for just $6.99. Offer ends 5/9 while supplies last. See store or website for details. Staples.
From the Nissan of Richmond traffic.
Watch for a collision. It has a travel lane blocked in the stretch of 6464 eastbound between Bryan Park. Also, due to a collision, 95 southbound between Chamberlain and Bryan Park. Collisions Ridge Brook Road at Azalea, Bill at Kettleston Avenue.
XL 102 with another Big Field Day artist.
Backstage at Big by Robert DeLong. Are you at that like quarter life crisis point where you're like focused on my career? Do I have to worry about like getting married and having babies? Or is that just like a girl thing?
Yeah, I don't feel any pressure to get married or have babies. I mean, actually, my mom really wants to have babies. I don't think she cares if I get married at this point.
Get more at Big Field Day. Now, the morning on XL 102.
Before I get there, though, Liz Jose Caballero, I feel like they are for the news today. He's 40. She's in her 20s. I don't have her exact age. They are in Florida. But I guess they got caught having sex on the beach on... And I guess it was because they refer to it as being in broad.
Is it singing high?
The two were spotted by, here we go. Bradenton Beach. Alyssa Alvarez and her partner Jose Caballero now are facing prison time for the lewd lovemaking session on the public Bradenton Beach. Spotted by horrified witnesses, at least one.
Spotified.
What did I say?
Spotted. You said Spotify.
Oh.
Spotted by, yes.
Horrified witnesses. At least one bystander captured the racy romp on video while another called the cops. They think it's a joke, said a woman who called 911 to complain. It's very disgusting. He just took her top off. You realize in 15 years in prison? 15 years in prison.
Why so long a sentence?
By the way, I said Monday. Monday. This happened a year ago. The trial just started, and now they're facing 15 years. Doesn't that sex on the beach?
Yes.
And like, even if you were like, hey, they shouldn't be doing that in the middle of 15 years? They're both adults. They're both... So there's nothing weird going on there. It was very consensual between the two of them. So there's nothing odd going on there. Can't tell if she's kind of cute there or not. 2:30 in the afternoon, semi-crowded beach. And then I don't like this. This is the assistant in the states. It takes a certain kind of person to do that. Yeah. Doesn't 15 years seem weird?
Is that just is what is on the books?
And
that's what they face. Like, that's being pursued.
That's being pursued. Footage of Jovan Caballero was shown in court before the jury found the cup of lewd and lascivious 15 minutes of deliberation. So they've already been found guilty of having the...
So they were not deadlocked?
No. 15 minutes. Oh, yeah, no, it's great. Look at her. That's Alvarez mounting Caballero. By the way, the beach doesn't...
I don't get the 15 years thing.
That's really...
The three-year-old that was watching them wasn't in the picture.
That seems high. There's a three-year-old has no... Three-year-old... By the way, if I'm there with my three-year-old, I can also make my three-year-old not look.
Yeah, especially with, a rapist gets paroled.
These two are going to go for 15 years. That's Alvarez has no prior record. He's got a cocaine charge. Caballero's relative, that's the man, who declined to give her name, defended him as a, quote, great person. The crime just doesn't warrant the punishment. Couldn't agree more.
So she really has no record? Because that was coming into play.
Alvarez, prior record, Caballero served 8 years in prison. Cocaine trafficking.
Throw the book at him.
No. He didn't get caught with cocaine. Trafficking cocaine. I get why you serve time for that. It's not like they said, we're going to give him 8 years and she's going to go do community service. Prosecutor said to face the consequences. Did they try to cuddle and do it discreetly? People couldn't see, the prosecutor asked the jury. Did Miss Alvarez try to drape a towel over herself or anything? They did.
If you do any of the above, is it cool? I don't think so.
Don't go in the water. The water's bad.
No, I'm not saying health-wise, but like...
Well, the point, not okay, but at least then they tried to conceal it.
To me, that's legal precedent. You get busted? Not me. I don't do anything. I'm bringing this printout.
But he's saying, like, they didn't even try to paraded it.
Judging by the, it's true.
Yeah, I'm not on top of him.
Yeah, the only thing that's blocking them is the black bar, essentially, for the photo.
Yeah, they pixelated me there a little bit. Both are gonna have to register. That's fine, I get it. They think it's a joke. Very disgusting. I'm like...
So is there no remorse? Is that part of the reason they're trying to throw the book?
I've given you everything. There are other things out there that we need to worry about, and they're still loose stuff. That's what one of the defense attorneys is saying. Sentencing date has not yet been announced. But the prosecutor says they didn't even make an attempt to try to conceal it. They displayed it.
Steve on Facebook brings it. He only served 8 years. For trafficking cocaine. This is double sex.
Yeah.
I mean, on a public beach, but yeah. That doesn't seem to make sense.
The amount of time for running cocaine.
In my head, I was just thinking, oh, prior, and wasn't considering, like the severity. Well, to you, is this even a crime? Is this a victimless crime?
Really is. I don't understand what... I mean, listen, should you try to be discreet? Yes. Dr. Judy would tell you that you sex on a beach.
Because of the sand.
Because of the sand rough you up like crazy. Mm. I mean, you may as well prep with sandpaper. She would say that you shouldn't do that. She said to go out in the water and have sex.
Where's the porta potty?
Well, no, because you have. I mean, think how dirty that water is.
I don't like to swim. I would agree with you. Don't.
Yeah, no. Dr. Judy was beach. But for this couple, should they have been discreet? Of course, put a towel over yourself.
Have you ever seen that? I haven't either.
I haven't. Oh my God. I've seen people having sex on the beach, though.
From afar or nearby?
Walked right by him.
He's like, slow your slow pimp walk.
I talked to them.
What?
Yeah, I talked to them.
That's not walking to them?
No, I had no idea who it was.
What'd you say?
Giggity.
Get it.
Giggity.
Say get it.
100%.
Did they laugh?
About 2 o'clock in the morning. We were in front of my bar. Walked right by. Yeah. Going at it and like having fun, like yeah, get it, her or whatever he said. That was it.
How you doing?
There he is. I was with Greg. We were walking home.
I've never
Lost Phrase. Nobody knows where it is.
No, I would have told someone that story.
Long ago though.
I would tell every time summer rolled around. It's like, oh, remember that summer we saw that couple of.
Yeah, it's the only time I've ever seen somebody doing that. I don't think they should go to jail for 15 years. Clearly tell they were having sex. It was dark. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line two. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Marissa?
Yes, what can I do?
You can easily go online, because I remember back when it first got put out, the Facebook, and you can clearly see everything. And there's a bunch of it on, so that's probably why the sent on.
By the way, I'll give you all of that. I haven't seen the video. All of that. You're going to put someone's ears for that?
I'm not going to get the whole 15 years, but that's probably why they put it there. Especially, like, it was a short thing. It lasted a while. And then they took a nap. And then they went back naked. You could see everything.
I did read where the prosecutor said he took her top off.
She wasn't wearing strange. Like, she was in her bathing suit to begin with.
Right. It just doesn't seem right. That seems really, really long.
Yeah.
It wasn't like adults on the beach either. It was a lot of family.
But don't tell me, don't there was a 3-year-old there. And by the way, I'm not saying that it's okay because there was a 3-year-old there. A 3-year-old, you can get away from that. You got an 8 or a 9-year-old, now you got a little bit of problem. 3-year-old, I can go, oh, look, and then we just get up and walk away, and it's away, and it's... Now, Mother Siegel isn't gonna just walk away, want to see what's going on.
Teaching moment.
Oh, here you go. Throw the ball over there, I'll go... But I couldn't do... In my right mind, I couldn't sentence somebody 15 years just for having sex. I don't care where it is.
But it sounds like there was one article that said he's going to get the, possibly, the full sentence.
Because of the prior?
And they went, I mean, less? They can't give him 15 and her nothing.
If he's already done for the cocaine trafficking and this have nothing to do with each other.
Right.
Where am I going, Kaylee? Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Elliot, how you doing? This is Brian down in New Orleans.
Hey, Brian, what's going on, dude?
Well, I have just a couple of things to ask and to say. I'm the police officer down in New Orleans.
Okay.
Lewd conduct in public, okay, falls all the time. It's a misdemeanor charge at best. Normally we just go and laugh and bend.
Right.
My question is this. If it's a beach full of people and they're so offended, can somebody go over and stop them? But it seems like the crowded beach was watching for 20 seconds. That called voyeurism?
Okay, but can I play devil's... If they're their clothes off and just have beach in the middle of the day, isn't that guy probably not going to react well when I go over and go, sir, there are family...
Well, and you're absolutely right. You're right. They're going to be like, yeah, okay, great. But these people were watching, or were maybe, and from what everybody's been saying, nobody stepped.
See, now I'm with you there. Where are people from afar? Get them, whatever it is. Was any of that going on?
Maybe they didn't stop.
Oh, hell no. We won't stop. Or whatever they're doing.
I'm with you, though. What happened to... you don't want to cross that guy. They don't care.
Yes. Are you walking over to... Are you going to go tap him?
Water.
Oh, my God. The guy would kill you for cocaine trafficking.
It's never fun to fight. Keep that in mind.
All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
How
you got it. We'll talk to you later. To line 4.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You might like to know, my rudimentary high school leads me to believe that the name is a gentleman who is skilled at writing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I thought that was apropos.
All right. We'll keep track. I'll see when sentencing date approaches, and then we'll see what... Quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news.
Wonder what my dog named me.
Morning. XL102.
Swinging his Smothered Chevrolet Buick GMC during our spring sales event. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of brand new locations just a quarter of a mile on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 pre-owned from. Spring into summer this season with 15% off select Chevrolet vehicles. SRP on Silverados and Sierras. Up to MSRP on all Equinox and Terrain. And 5 grand off MSRP on all Malibus. Spring is from up to 5 grand off MSRP. Up to 6 grand off MSRP. 4 grand off MSRP on all Acadias, Traverses, and Enclaves, and up to 3 MSRP Encores. What a way to get rid with amazing savings. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's Richmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, YouTube driver.
Incredible is getting a ridiculous deal on an insanely rich dinner at Bonefish Fish Grill. It's our new with dishes that do a sweet act of the best flavors of the season, starting at $19.99. Start this three-course flavor, then pick from 5 special entrees, including our cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, succulent lobster tail for just $19. Try the fire-grilled shrimp and scallop. So good, it's literally called dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect, they'll have you wondering why not it. Fire an ice meal over. Because just when you just think incredible can't get, it does with our new donuts for dessert in a present. The Fire and Ice Dinner. Salad, your choice of 5 entrees, and dessert. All starting at $19.99. Incredible deal won't last.
Grill. Edible served daily. Make a reservation now at bonefishgrill.com.
I love you. Oh, I know you.
Almost.
I love you. Hey, good boy.
Hug is more than just a pet. Lap warmer, home security system, and shoulder to cry on. Not to mention the best ever had. And while he may not be able to say the words exactly, do it in so many ways. So help protect that Advantix 2 by Bayer. Advantix 2 provides broad-spectrum protection against fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes too. Plus, Advantix 2 kills fleas and mosquitoes in hot. They don't have to bite your dog to die.
That's it, you said. You're a good boy. I know you too.
Canine Advantix 2. For the love. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs, veterinary clinics, and pet specialty retailers. Learn more at canineadvantix2.com.
New Odor Eaters medicated medication provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor. An activated formula destroys odor, absorbs stitching. Odor Eaters medicated powder stops the odor, stops the itch.
How much taste a person has, it's a verb. At Qdoba, taste is a verb. It isn't something you have. It's tasting is the freedom to try things and dabbling. That's why we freed up your choices at Qdoba. Now, however you want. No string favorite toppings like queso. So go all out. Throw it all in and order with abandon. Only at
Sandra Ann Bannister. Naked Burrito Bar. Hot, hot nacho.
Celebrate your buffet-style taco nacho bar with catering from Qdoba Mexican Grill. Perfect for graduation parties. Easy, delicious, worry-free. Call 888-QDOBA-2GO.
Auto economy and eliminate rough idle fuel cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy some fuel injector cleaner and get one free. Clean clogged injectors and increased fuel. Lucas fuel injector cleaner. Buy two, get one free at Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Auto Parts.
Slow going for 64 eastbound between Glenside and Bryan Park. Watch for a collision in the double lane blocked. Also dealing with a crash down in Powhatan on the Anderson Highway eastbound near Dorset Road. In fact, your left lane blocked. Collisions Austin Avenue Forest Hill at Kenmore 9 Mile Road near Newbridge.
Richmond's number one morning show on XL 102.
Love spells, days burned with chums, low perfume.
Alright, we're gonna get into some news. After news, I will give you tickets to Rise Again. Pardon me. Later this morning, we'll do dirt. After dirt, you get it. Game 4 tonight between the Capitals and the Rangers. So I have a pair of tickets for the game. Also, I'll have tickets for you to go see the Wizards and the Hawks. That game is on Saturday. Series tied at 1-1. And you tickets for both games. Double check and see what's available. WashingtonWizards.com. All right, Diane. Let's get into some news, please.
Yesterday's Testator gunman trial centering on the fact that James Holmes had rigged his apartment to explode. Whistlers arrived, homemade explosive designed to blow up if somebody wishing line one. FBI experts made the whole apartment explode, maiming whoever was there at the time. You remember he had left loud music in the apartment, and a neighbor had called police.
Yeah, the neighbors did call the police.
About the noise, and I guess he had also, because there were so many gasoline poured on the carpet, thing of air freshener in here to mask the smell so it wouldn't tip people off too early.
Did you read about, like, how the booby done, where it was like...
Oh, God, it was all over thermoses and...
Yeah, but there was, like, a thermos, and I don't know what, there was a thermos that was, like, a thing on kind of the inside of a shoe.
Yeah.
Over a pot that had something in it that... I mean, is very, very, but that if you open the door, it would pull a string, which would have hit something else, hit another string, which would have flipped the shit. It was crazy what was going on.
It was
in
like,
there.
Like that old mousetrap game almost.
Yeah, exactly.
So Governor Mike Huckabee becomes the third Republican in just the past couple of days to be for president. You remember, he's before sought the GOP nomination In 2008, though, he lost Al nominee John McCain,
right,
hosting a show on Fox. Given his media experience over the last several years, it's probably only going to benefit him crowds.
I learned yesterday when he announced. One, I learned that he said that, because he'll defeat it, all terrorism. Number two, I learned something about his son that I didn't know.
Oh, what's that?
His son, when was a counselor at some point, like as a I don't know if he was like in his 20s. Yeah. And it was him and another dude were working at I guess there was like a stray dog or something that got onto the campgrounds, and they didn't like the dog, so they hung it.
Oh my!
Yeah. What's wrong?
Was that in the announcement? The campaign announcement?
No, but I did learn that yesterday when he announced. Now, there's conflicting reports. Oh, you know what? That dog was kind of mangy, and they were going to have to put it down anyway.
I need that up to the animal shelter.
Because he was at that campground, and so, yeah, he hung it.
Ugh.
So I learned that. Those were the two things that I learned yesterday.
All right. Good luck on the campaign trail.
Huckabee 2016.
That's right. A woman in Central Florida who said that her boyfriend was holding her and her kids was able to get help. Pizza Hut app. The investigators saying that Pizza Hut got this woman, Cheryl. And in the comments section, she wrote, "Please help get 911 to me." Employees called 911. They said her had been holding her all against him to let her order a pizza on her cell phone, thanks to the app, and she had
to be that mindful that you would think to do that.
Yeah,
I don't know that would ever cross my mind. Number two, you know who else I credit?
Absolutely,
I bet they get jackasses all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But to see that, go, you know what? Take it. Yeah. Where was that?
Avon Park, Florida.
Good for Avon Park, Florida Pizza Hut.
19-year-old woman's only a teenager when she died in June of 2000. Doctors believe it was because of a case stemming from her excessive habit of chewing gum. They say Samantha would regularly chew about 14 sticks a day.
Wow.
Not only was she was chewing gum, but she was also... Dr. Arge wads of chewing gum were found in her stomach.
Can you imagine doing that autopsy and you open that stomach up and that it's full of gum?
I mean, she's old and she's chewing...
Is that a lot? I mean, I don't chew gum.
A lot, yeah.
It's very rare I'll have a piece of gum. Then you'll talk to people.
Yeah.
But I guess there's a difference between chewing it and then
I said, you know, the fact that all of this was stuck in her, probably making her body unable to, you know, absorb nutrients that it would need. And they also saw, her mom rather said, she believes that her daughter was because of, in part, all like the sweeteners.
Oh, right.
And the sorbitol that you find in those gums.
Like in a pack of gum. I mean, I guess sizes.
I mean,
so a dozen. So she'd eat a pack of gum a day. Like, eat it, man.
How many are in those little container?
Well, those are like little pieces. So she was eating one of those a day, but eating it. But didn't we learn that it's an old wives' tale that it takes 7 years to pass?
Well,
but still, if you're eating 14 pieces of gum,
an occasional
day, I feel like you'd be. That's unbelievable. That's a lot.
Companies have now gotten approval from ferry service between Florida and Cuba for U.S. travelers who want to travel there. The company is based in Miami and Orlando, hoping to start service within the next couple of weeks. It'll be cheaper than the cost of one of those flights.
One of these stories is going to get me there, because right now I don't. I still can't get excited about going at all.
Tropical place to visit?
1950s.
Okay, it's not like...
I would go just to see the cars. Honestly, that might be where we would go.
Former SNL star Chris Kattan had to be escorted out of Phoenix's airport after his erratic behavior. They didn't want to let him get on the flight because he was acting so strangely. I guess when the cops approached him, he said that he had been earlier in the day, and apparently it was still in his...
Didn't he get busted once before for Ambien?
Ambien, or was it some other drugs or drinking?
He got busted.
He was messed up in some way.
One other time.
Yeah.
And I want to say that it was Ambien.
They ended up, like, taking him to a hotel. So.
Yeah, no, this is at the Phoenix airport. But yeah. I want to say there was one other time where did he roar? He did something.
Oh, it was like, wasn't he driving on a freeway?
Yes, I remember him getting busted for something.
A construction barrel or like a...
Could have been.
That was part of a...
Could have been.
This is a February of last year, high on drugs and days into a truck on the 101.
No. All right. Maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, but it doesn't say it was under the influence of.
Oh, maybe it feel like his name has been associated with Ambien before. Anyway.
Wizards fell to the Hawks last night. Titans at one game against D.C. Game 3 will be Saturday evening. Also, the Grizzlies beating the Warriors at 1-1. More games tonight. Cleveland and the Bulls and the Rockets will play the Clippers. Nationals fell to the Marlins. They'll wrap up that series today at 1.
Strasburg will go see a chiropractor. He's got a little issue with his shoulder last start, and that was hurting him after 3. And now they said they'll take him to go see a chiropractor.
NHL playoffs game Rangers tonight at Verizon Center. The Caps have a 2-1 edge at this point. The Blackhawks beating the Wild to take a 3-0 series lead last night. Calgary over 3 in overtime and conditions up for another postseason.
The Ted Lindsay Award, which is the MVP, is voted on by the NHLPA votes. So it's him, it's Carey Price from the Canadiens, from the Dallas Stars. One other hockey note real quick.
What's that?
I believe that Toronto, by the way, at this point I may as well just go look in a mirror. Toronto is talking to Guy Boucher about their vacation. Now remember Mike Babcock's a lot if he leaves Detroit. But we've talked about Guy Boucher before. What do we remember Guy Boucher for?
He has like a facial scar.
Yeah, he's got that. I love him. Oh, I love him.
We remember him for superficial reasons. That's something more.
Well, he got fired in Tampa. I mean, I like the guy. He was of the Hamilton Bulldogs for a long time. And then he got hired to go be the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning there and has been out ever since. So, like, I've seen him do like a reporter. Seems like an awesome guy. Some guy coach when he was with the Hamilton Bulldogs. But the didn't have a great run in Tampa. But yeah, I think I told you guys at one point to look him up because he's got that massive scar on his face.
Huge scar.
Yeah. Escape, that'll happen.
No. He has said it's not hockey related.
Oh, that's right. You're asking. It's hockey related.
Did he say what?
In a beer bottle or something.
I know in the past. I know he celebrated the mystery.
Oh.
So I don't know if he's come forward.
Oh, he's like,
since.
What's her.
She definitely tells you what it's from.
Who's the.
Tina Fey doesn't like to talk about hers.
Is that who I'm.
Upsets her mother.
What's Padma's
she
from?
Was slashed.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah. Oh. Passerby, right?
Oh, was she really?
Crazy guy.
Not Padma.
Oh, what is Padma?
Isn't it like a childhood disease?
Oh, never mind. You know what? Let's just. Jay is maybe up for that job in Toronto.
Oh, Guy Boucher. My kids don't even know. News and sports.
XL 102. Focus Live proudly presents Carbon Leaf's Ragtime Carnival, a two-day event filled with the best indie music anywhere. Anywhere. Saturday, May 15th and 16th at Pocahontas Carbon Leaf. Along with special guests, Trigger Hippie, featuring Joan Osborne, Steve Jones, and People's Blues of Richmond. And singer-actor Jeff Dent Band, and many more. Tickets for Carbon Leaf's Ragtime Carnival are available and online at PocahontasLive.com. Tickets for the two-day event start at just $35, so get yours now. It's a two-day Carbon Leaf, Trigger Hippie, Jeff Daniels, and many, many more. If you want the best live music, you've got to come to now. Back to LEXL 102.
This to memory in case it ever comes to our job and we wrap it. Tina Fey was slapped. Padma was in a car accident. She had just left us at the hospital, some Stevens Johnson syndrome thing.
For a life-threatening skin condition.
Right. That's very confusing. But she left the hospital and then was in a car accident, and that's what gave her the scar. So, Tina Fey, the receiving end of a slash. Padma, car accident. Guy Boucher.
Three.
Yep. What will he say? Is it embarrassing? No, because
maybe he has since. I just remember talking about it.
No, because Diane. But yeah, he got it. That's no big deal. Clear that up for you. I don't think I'm missing any other slash or scar people, everybody.
Guy Boucher, not only known for his 1-3-1 play, also known for a facial scar.
All right, 866-866-2468. Call me right now. I will give you a pair of tickets. Rise Against to the Fillmore. Tickets available through LiveNation.com. Yours, 866-866 to Elliot, 235-5468.
In an episode of the first week, a contestant in a wheelchair, Ned Mill. To be fair, the show is Rise is Right.
Elliot in the Morning.
Smartphone, what can I do for Mother's Day?
Talk your mother's way. You never call me. Did you brush your teeth? Don't.
No. What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. Go to Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct is the perfect Mother's Day gift. We've assembled our best collection ever of affordable jewelry, from birthstone rings to diamond pearls and eternity bands, specially priced for the occasion. For your mother or the mother of your children, give her something with Diamonds Direct.
Thanks for telling me for Mother's Day, smartphone. You got any other ideas?
Don't make me turn this car around. Use something to cry about.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Let the experts help you find her a Mother's Day gift to come. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods. Richmond's Dine Order.
Score a perfect 10 because of that diving board. Ready to wow your kid in the ultimate belly flop contest? You're not worried about how much you pay for Pool Shock because you went to Walmart and got a six-pack of new Boss Shock Extra Blue one-pound bottles for just $25.97. Now, it kills out, meaning you can quickly go from pool boy to belly flopper extraordinaire. So take on your pool today. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
If you're a small business owner, how many hours are there in answer? Never enough. That's why at First Capital Bank, we're dedicated to helping small businesses succeed approach for the ultimate in customer service. First Capital is your community-driven bank that offers you customized products and services for life simpler and your business run smoothly. To learn more, online at onecapitalbank.com. First Capital Bank. Let's make it work.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Morning, I like a croissant with some whip.
I say croissant
with.
Now say muffin.
Muffin.
Oh no, that's $4.
Sandwiches for just $4. Only there.
Don't trust your sleep to an amateur. Only Sleepy's has mattresses to find you the most comfortable mat. Sleepy's has the largest selection of brands. For the first time ever, get our offer and free delivery on it. Subject to credit approval. See store for details. Plus, get every Sealy in the store on set starting at $4.90. The only mattress professionals.
If you've ever wanted a true diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you print, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set Thursday through Sunday for a reward $1,000 only at Jared.
Every day, we take 20,000 breaths. Walking, talking, sleep. To think what you're breathing in can be 2 to 5 times worse than outdoor air? Breathe easy with Filtrete. Exclusive Filtrete brand 3-in-1 technology from 3M. To pull in and pulse while letting cleaner air flow through. Change your filters today. Come into Lowe's, save 15% on 4 select Filtrete filter count. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Slow going for 64 eastbound between Glenside and Bryan Park. Watch for the stretch. It has a travel lane blocked. Also down in Powhatan on the Anderson Highway eastbound near Dorset Road. In fact, your left lane blocked. Order for Cogville at Kettleston Avenue, Forest Road near Newbridge.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC Washington, WRXL Richmond, this is the Elliott Radio Network.
2368. Hi, who's this?
Justin. I'm doing awesome.
Give you a pair of tickets, you will go see Ring concert.
That's so cool. It's the first time calling in.
Oh, dude, sweet. Well, I'm glad you got you enjoy Rise Against when they
come. Oh, most definitely.
All right, hold tight 1 second for me. You win those tickets all this week. It's Wednesday, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Game 4 Wednesday. Yes. Tomorrow and Friday, more of those tickets. And I was to do Diane's Dirt. It's to Game 4 tonight between the Caps and the Rangers, and Game 3 between the Wizards. That game is on Saturday, but we'll give you those before we get out of here. I guess this is really more for Diane.
So if you know Tyler, that's fine.
Do you guys, are you guys the Edison dolls? The Edison dolls?
No.
Dolls? Mm-hmm. Edison dolls? Remember them?
No.
Edison. Not Emerson. They're Edison dolls that didn't...
Damn it.
No. Have you ever heard of those?
No.
So, I guess there were... Tyler, I'll add. Have you familiar with the Edison...
I saw it yesterday.
The... Was, though?
No.
I'd never heard of the Edison doll before.
But I'll never forget.
It does sound a little... Yes, this goes way, way back to Thomas Edison. Sorry, I had fruit. Although it smelled like bacon. Oh. I had a lot of bacon. I had more bacon than fruit. So the Edison doll, there's a couple that owns two rare talking dolls, right?
Okay.
The Edison dolls were the dolls. And apparently, like, when Edison made... They had... The doll had, like, almost like a little cylinder in it that had, like, the grooves almost of a record player, for lack of a better description. So, doll... And like little, like, I didn't nursery rhymes or something like that. It would be like, now I lay me down to sleep or whatever it is. And then it would all, where, oh dear mama, your dolly is tired now. Put me in my little bed, dear mama. That the thing?
Yeah.
Almost sounded like, scary. Not demonic. But almost like you would imagine, like a scary movie.
Yeah.
Oh dear, mama. Anyway, these coil. Once they were used, they were done, and there was no way to ever transfer it. Until this new technology has come forward, and now it exists again.
Did you hear it?
The dolls are cursed, apparently. That's what it says. The cursed. Up a sweet little creature as an illustration of his last remark. And then it goes on and talks about how now you can hear the audio, which had never been heard before.
Easy that they were able to listen to those wax cylinders. That alone is a feat in itself. It's terrifying, and it haunts your nightmares after you listen.
Listen to them?
I did.
Oh, I didn't hear.
What do you mean about last night?
I didn't hear them. Are they good?
I mean, this is may as well just go away for a week.
Oh, I saw some clown thing yesterday that reminded me of Kaylee, and I don't know what it was.
The polter.
No, but that does look good. All right, can we play him?
Yeah. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes me want to snuggle up. Hey, Darla! Let me hear it. I like that.
How about something else?
Oh, what else do you have?
Why were these a flop? Why did it up?
It's 1890.
Still, kids then would cry when they hear that.
They point to that.
That's,
They were, and they scared children.
Okay, but still, that's impressive. I'm with a doll that doesn't talk.
It sounds like she's muzzled.
By the death.
Well,
I like the first one better. I like the first one better.
Oh, there's another one.
All right, here we go. Wait, one more time. You're okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Those were what she was saying when she was being held underwater.
No, doll you underwater.
Maybe a viral stunt for like Insidious 3.
Yeah, the dolls. They were a complete failure.
No kidding.
Why? But that's
awful.
But think at the time, it's 1890. Think of how technologically advanced.
Think that that's not a feat for that. But you trying to sell what sounds like a little terrified.
Really
kid.
Sounds more demonic than terrified.
Oh, I thought it did. Now it does.
The first one does.
It definitely is.
And then that's when I bust in the room with a big slasher knife.
Kaylee sent me the video of the weird, like bad, which was. That's what it sounds like.
No, but you know what it does remind me of, though? And I keep. There was like once that. And I don't know what they're called. I have no idea what they're called, but they have like weird porcelain faces. Those have the same thing where they were flipping people.
Just the way they look.
Is that the one that was like, please? Those. Yeah. Are you referring to one of those?
No. But it wasn't great porcelain dolls. But there was something with it. And this person, where there was some doll that came flipping out that it looked scary, demonic. It was supposed to look sweet. It was sweet to look scare kids. But the doll was scaring the crap out of kids.
Wasn't that one? I feel like it's a year you get a good one. Or some parent is furious.
Now.
Oh, that's right. Remember that? That was a good one.
God, that's worse.
Did people consider the actual doll itself to be, like terrifying?
Now it is. I can't say back
although,
in the
look
day.
At its eyes. Well, look
now,
at its eyes.
It's creepy.
Awful. The people who found... The New York Times refers to the historians. Gawker calls them idiot historians. Bringing back cursed
dolls.
But
look at the eyes. Look at
the eyes are really what you take away from this?
It's like the voice.
And kill you.
I feel like Jason Blum would be... Where am I going? Kaylee, does that really bother you? It does? Why? It's just an audio recording of a kid. Oh, were you never a doll person? Oh, so it's more...
Slip with my softball mitt.
But, I mean, I know it doesn't say here, but the girl back in the 1890s, and that's why it's haunted. The first thing they had, they don't post it on the New York Times website, but when they first were able to figure out something via the digital or whatever they were doing,
right.
The actual technology is interesting, but it's to find the end.
Right.
There was a little girl saying, there was a little girl, and she had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good. She was horrid.
She was horrid.
Amen. Stupid.
Really, all dolls bother you?
Like
old dolls
the old ones where they would, like, their eyes would close when you'd lay them.
Wait, which one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, porcelain dolls bother you? Because they're white faces like clowns? Do like American Girl dolls bother you? No, those are fine. Cabbage Patch Kids? Old-timey.
Especially when, like, the real super old ones and their eye glass. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah. Like, old ones like your grandparents would have had. With, like, the glass and the eye crack. You know what I mean?
No,
they're
all
creepy.
Dead.
Gene is imploring us to not play it again. And CJ's computer playing it.
Damn, there's something to it. There is something to it.
And can I check one other thing? But I have to play it. To
machine. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. This is further research. Maybe the New York Times is listening.
Facebook.
I don't hear it. I don't... Who said that? Josh. All right, let's go back.
Vice versa.
Do you hear it?
I don't.
Sorry, Josh.
How about sorry, Joan? Please. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, did you guys listen to the doll say, sing Twinkle
We have Twinkle
You couldn't figure out it was Twinkle
The one I couldn't make out.
Dude, that one's so creepy. I just pulled it up on my computer. I thought I was going to, like, pass out.
How am I missing that one? How am I?
I'm going to see if I can find it again.
No, Tyler's got it. Tyler's got it for me. Here it for me. Here it over.
Can you start? It's a
So now I know that what it is. That one sounds bad.
Ugh.
What are you doing? Why are you, covering your creep?
I'm on the wall.
No, that's how the spirits get in through his mouth. Stop it.
Where am I going? Line two?
Line two?
Hi.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah.
I'm calling from up here in Hagerstown, Maryland. I'm calling about that recording.
Yes, ma'am.
It says, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my Lord.
Amen.
That's what it's saying.
Okay, that one I figured out. I couldn't get the Twinkle Twinkle.
You have to listen to it. So, like I said, I'm drafted it. So,
oh,
yeah.
So how'd that work for you?
I thought it was kind of weird. I was like, whoa. Because I have 9 children, 5, they're all grown now, but. And some of them are kind of a trip. So,
hey, wait a minute. You have 9 kids?
I'm actually on the way to the doctor now. My daughter that still lives at home that's 18, she's getting ready to graduate. She had a cat. I just took a tail. Some bitch bit me. I'm not kidding you, man. My leg down by my affected, it's like all red, and my leg is swollen all the way to my knee.
By the way, that's not what I expected. Pregnant again to your daughter was not expecting
cat. Oh, hell no. Pregnancy rate up here in Washington County is, like, off the charts. No. I believe my son up here, and she helps every once in a while, and he's 3. I think that's enough birth control for her. She said,
yeah, no. You know what? Good for her. Dude, you had 9 kids, though.
Yeah, that's old school. I'm not going to give him. Called you before a couple times. I used to live down in the PG County area. I've been up here in Hagerstown for 9 years.
It's fun, good living.
Not really. driving through downtown Hagerstown reminds me of PG County now.
Oh, okay.
You have to beware.
No.
But I wanted to call. I didn't know if y'all had figured out what that
was. Yeah, that one I got. Amen. Yeah. All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you. That's what it sounds like.
That's what Kaya on Twitter had written. I have Joan clips, but I don't have any Christmas song from South Park. Sorry.
All right, let me do this. Kaylee, will you ask these people to hold? If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. Give me one quick break. I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the morning.
Hey, as colorful as Mother's Day, it's strange as handle the arrangements. Mother's Day is May 10th. Show Mom it was something beautiful from Stranges. Send her fresh flowers, whether here or there. Choose from vivid spring bouquets, hundreds of hanging baskets, and roses in every color of the rainbow.
Strangers have a well waiting up the place. It's based in blues. Bring a smile to a face.
Visit one of our 4 convenient locations. Call 321-3200 or Stranges.com. Select from this year's festive featured arrangements. Select a class custom design. You'll find one that's just mom. Make this month special. Go to strangers.com today and call 321-2200.
Hey, it's Elliot, and if you need an track at G-Force Karts now, right across the street from RIR, you'll find their indoor quarter-mile track full of twists and turns and push them. Take everybody. Get an authentic right here in Richmond. Also, take it from me. Fishtailing your turns completely kills your time. Pull up the website and take a look for karts.com, and we'll see you.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that something that made you realize this house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection. A local Allstate agent has an Allstate house and home insurance policy for your home. So you'll know the place that gave you that right protection that's just right too. Plus, your Allstate agent can point out lots of ways to save, like claim-free rewards. Extra, you don't file a claim. That feeling you're having right now is that you should call them today.
Get help with home insurance from right nearby. Call one of 43 Richmond area Allstate agents today and save up to 25% when you add coverage for your car. Features, guns, and features are subject to terms, conditions, and vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Little or no common sense in the world of wireless. That's why there's Metro PC Sense. Right now at 4G smartphone, the LG Opt 7 for just $29 after instant rebate. $29, no hassles. Plus, for only $30, you get unlimited data, talk, and text. And the taxes and regulatory fees are included. More common sense. What's more, put on T-Mobile's fast nationwide network. That's like bonus common sense. A $29 4G phone, a $30. It's the perfect time for wireless common sense. Now, only at Metro PCS. PS. Limiting in-store only requires activation. 31 gigabyte of data at up to 4G speeds and is available on select devices only. Coverage and services not available everywhere. .com for details and terms and conditions.
If you're this owner, how many hours are there in a day?
Sir,
never enough. That's why at First Capital, helping small businesses succeed through a PD ultimate in customer service. First Capital is your community-driven bank. That provides products and services designed to make it simpler, and your business runs some more. Visit us online at onecapitalbank.com. First Capital Bank.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Staples has everything your business needs to keep your employees and water and soda to granola bars and chips. Can a Folgers Classic Roast Ground Coffee for just $6.99. Offer ends 5/9 while supplies last. See store or website for details. Staples. Make more.
The Richmond Traffic Center.
Slow going for 64 eastbound between Park. Watch for a collision in this stretch. It has a travel lane blocked. Also dealing with a crash down on the Anderson Highway eastbound near Dort. Collisions options also reported for Cogville until at Kenmore 9 Mile Road near Newbridge.
Two with another Big Field Day artist.
It's Van from Catfish to the Blackfish. Are you
UFC? I'm into UFC, but I'm into Steve Conor McGregor.
All right,
I'm Gavin Dillon. Conor McGregor. You know Conor McGregor?
No.
Irish.
No.
Irish fighter. No. He's an he's like.
I might look him up.
Get more at BigFieldDay.com. Elliot in the morning. At two.
Rudolph and his nose, and we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay, 'cause we all know who brightens up our holiday.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo,
small and brown, he comes
to sit on the toilet here.
Squeezing tween your festive buns, a present from down below. Snowy with a howdy,
howdy.
Love inside of you, 'cause he's a piece of poo. Sometimes he's corny, he can be brown or green. But if you eat fiber on Christmas Eve, he might come to your town. Christmas poo, I love
Diane
you.
Diane is dying.
He loves you. Love you.
Hey!
Well, Kyle, where is he?
Hi, Kaylee, where am I going? Now I want to let it finish.
I'm trying. Oh, wait, I can see his head.
Here he comes. Diane.
I'm Mr. Hanky. Seasons, greetings, greetings. I love sing songs and dance and play. Now before I'm out of work.
That's a station preview. Which means you can play it. Just preview it.
You forget the lyrics.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Nothing. I'm really interested. I kind of want to buy one of these things. Are they, like, crazy expensive? Or does they?
I would imagine if you could get your hands on one, it would be very, very expensive. Do they have one? Serious question? Didn't he like at the
Smithsonian or something that? Or, I don't know. I mean,
it's the first ever talking doll. Ever. I mean, once you get sound and the curse that it brings, it is the first ever.
On display in Wisconsin.
I don't know what's in Wisconsin. Is that where he didn't do the phonograph there.
Isn't he all Jersey?
Yeah, he's like the Menlo Park or something like that.
Welland Park?
Or something like that. I don't know. Went with Wizard. Where am I going? We're going, Kaylee? I would get one just to play it and torture people. Line two.
Up in the middle of your pillow.
Hi, Elliot, the morning.
Hi, is it me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Anna.
Yes, Anna.
About 2 years ago, my mom, she actually sent me, I guess, a doll as a prank. Because I became claustrophobic at the same time.
Wait, hold on 1 second. I have to interrupt for a second. Claustrophobic, first one?
Colorophobic, it's where you're afraid of clowns.
Ollie's got that.
Yeah, she actually sent me this doll, and when I got it, I already started freaking out.
Language, please.
Sorry. Oh, it actually started actually talking. She ended up putting some kind of thing in it. It just took me back about how locked in one of those old-fashioned trunk boxes to buy a birthday party. And like the dude, and I was locked in there for like 20 minutes. And it took the firefighters to take me out of the box.
Oh my god!
It felt, and next thing you know, when they finally get it open, who pulls me out? I started scratching his face, pissed myself. So today, I hate clowns. I will say that before I had this Stephen King's It.
Right.
That's the only clown that doesn't freak the difference is Spalding. But other than that,
what is the clown from Stephen King, Pennywise?
Yes.
How does Pennywise not flip you out?
It's because I saw way before I actually went to that birthday party.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that.
From McDonald's one time because I punched an impersonator Donald knows.
Jesus Christ, girl.
That almost happened here.
Oh, that's right. The McDonald's guy when he came in here.
Yeah.
I think it's a horrible thing
because once you see the stripes, you start to freak out.
I think my older one is starting to have fear of clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he definitely doesn't like to be around them.
I have
to hate them with a passion. Although Kaylee almost did. All right.
Well, I mean, the thing was that I was, you know, my friends thought it was funny to tell them to hug me, and next following me, like, hugging me, and I just punched him right dead in the nose.
Oh, that was like with Louie and his fear.
Yeah.
He never punched someone, did he?
No. We did have a bunch of little people go chase him around the office.
Oh.
And he flipped out. Anyway. All right, hold tight one second.
No problem, thank you.
You got later. Oh, I meant to ask her, like, if you have that clown thing, do these recordings flip you out?
That seems to be the general consensus.
No. Why is that?
Not just people who are
clowns. But this doesn't bother you for clowns. This just bothers you for old-timey. They are big.
I had a lot of crumbs on me.
Oh.
And I'm warding the spirits off as well.
Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's going on, dude?
Okay, we haven't brought up yet are Furbies. You guys have a Furby?
I remember Furbies. Did they talk?
They came
back.
Yeah,
oh yeah. Those are the ones that they would learn your name. They would learn your patterns. They basically look like this little gremlins.
Yeah, no, we have one now.
Marley has one, and it takes forever. You have to fight with the thing to turn it off and get it to. It's sitting under a chair right now.
Like years, and I kid you not that I mean every now and then it still chimes in, and we're just like, why is it working?
Yes.
Why is it talking?
Well, wait a minute. Does it operate on batteries?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It lasted for 20 years.
Jesus Christ! Yes. Remember the whole I remember there being like all the hype and hysteria running to
but
get
then
a Furby?
That was a long time ago, but then they just recently brought them back within the last couple of years.
Yeah, it says...
They operate off of batteries and...
Late 90s was the initial crash.
I think first times there was like a sold out that people went nuts for at Christmas.
What about Tickle Me Elmo?
That or like...
Tickle Me Elmo was after
Cabbage
Furbies
Patch?
Were. Cabbage Patch was before that.
It was 1996.
After the case. The,
Tickles the Chimp. I don't remember that.
Don't remember that at all.
And so 2005 and 2000 levels for Furbies. I believe it did better than the 2005.
No interest. Never had one.
Yeah, it's like the Furby boom, and there's an app that goes with it, and all this stuff.
But does it learn your name and stuff?
Hello, this is Kevin.
I know. I swear, I think it's been under under a little couch,
right,
for a couple of months.
Not at night.
No, it's staring at me.
This is from Jet on Twitter. I had a Furby. It was in storage for 8-ish, and when I moved it, it yawned.
Oh my
That's the thing.
God!
It's on its back, and you're supposed to like get it to go to sleep, and it'll still. You think you've got it asleep, and then you put it under the couch, and you can still hear it go. It's creepy. Yeah, it like in sleep. I'm like, I know you ain't sleeping. It's so creepy.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
I'm sorry. Hi, who's this? Who's this?
Barrett, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not,
dude.
Not too much, man. Hey, when I was younger, I had one of those My Buddy dolls. You remember those?
Wait, what?
Buddy? Yeah. My Buddy. It was like, My Buddy and Me.
That, and I'm sorry.
Little Chucky.
Yeah, yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Was
that
my
had, like,
older
the Velcro
sister,
hands that would hug you? I don't know what that is.
Were they Velcro?
No, it looked like a soft Chucky doll with
little
red hair, freckles, and you would just kind of carry it around with you.
No, I don't remember it.
Chucky.
Okay.
And I was a little boy. My sister sat me down, babysat me, and made me watch at maybe five,
right,
or something like that. So she told me that I made all mad, and he was in my sleep. So I freaked out, didn't know what in the world. Being a five-year-old, had no clothes, hair off. Then she told me that would make him mad, so I started crying and went and put him in. But I cut his head off and buried his head in the yard and the dumpster in the body. Dumpster, excuse me.
That's fantastic, dude.
And
by the way,
this
Tyler,
day, I do not want a My Buddy doll anywhere near me.
Tyler just pulled up the doll. I don't remember that thing.
As a jingle.
I don't hold the. Wait, here we go.
My buddy, so much fun when we pretend to be.
Let's see if this sounds familiar, sir.
Or a buddy and my buddy can't even go. Even go me. It's me and my buddy adventure set. We get lots of good stuff and special clothes. So everybody knows. In a carpenter, so go we can. My buddy and me.
Me and my friends are carpenter, camper, soldier, and fireman sold separately. My buddy sold separately, too.
Maybe the
nightmare and me.
Audio.
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
All right,
man. We'll talk to you later. Hi,
Hello,
Elliot.
This is Kevin.
Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, man? I had a doll when I was younger. I was about 5 years old, and my brother came home yelling. I was yelling at him. I couldn't figure out what he was doing. And so when he came in the house room, there's a bunch of dolls in the room, and he started screaming in the room, and I was 5 years old. My mom was yelling at him. Come to find out, later down the road, that.
Oh no! I'll never know how that ends. I was just so everybody knows, I was going to jump in earlier, but when I did that yesterday, everybody got pissed off. The wait, do you count like my $6 million man doll as a doll?
Like my mom would, but it's an action.
Yeah. Like, doll, to me, is completely different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to explain to my mom that my wrestling figures were not dolls.
No, those aren't dolls. I agree.
But, whatever. As an adult now, I stake or the confusion.
No. Wait, I would still separate. Like, different. Our Theo Fleury doll is not really a doll. A doll.
Well, that's
a figure.
Those, like, that's like a McFarlane type.
Right. But yeah, the Chucky doll, that's a real doll.
Yeah, but that's promotional.
Yes, no, but I'm saying there's a G.I.
You mentioned I had Teddy. To me, it's a doll. I mean, it's a bear, but that's a doll. It's not an action figure.
I don't remember Teddy Ruxpin.
It was a teddy bear, but it was animatronic, right?
You put like a cassette in, I think.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, so it talked to you.
I think the only doll I ever had,
Hello, this is Ken.
was Choo Choo Charlie. I don't think I had the prototype of Choo Choo Charlie.
Oh, you've mentioned this before because
yeah.
We didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And we also decided it was from the 50s. Yeah, you definitely, because you
don't know that.
Yeah, that's when I think you brought.
I don't remember what it was, but I had one that had all the time.
Yeah, 50s and 60s.
And when I was a kid, you just use it.
You know what? Maybe it was a hand-me-down from my brother. He didn't need it anymore.
What's up, my favorite Jew?
Hey, Fat Chris, what's going on, dude?
I'm going to tell you what, Tyler, you need to keep your immaturity level at your adult age, man. You need to think, man. Everything is an action figure. Doesn't matter if it's a doll or not. But talking about my buddy, that little son of a bitch movie, I used to pick up my by the legs and bash his face against the side of the bunk bed when my stepfather would come over. So he would come home, his tools would be in the closet. I used to take his 20-ounce hammer and beat the hell out of buddy's face. And my mom saw me. She says, Christopher, what are you doing? And I said, so he doesn't get me while I'm sleeping. Well, we'll do that. And I said, have you seen the Chucky movie? And trauma's probably why I'm so effed up, so out now. Hate my buddy. I do. And then the little girls had kid sister. Oh, F that.
Wait, what was that?
That was like the girl my buddy, right? Ponytails?
Yeah. Little pink overalls. That little bitch.
What was
I'm
the...
telling you, they're plotting. That's where they're out. That's why the good guy dolls had hammers and rulers and all that kind of crap. Because they copied off of my buddy. It's a big conspiracy, but it makes me scared. I'm glad Joey doesn't see any of that crap when he's seven now, because it would scare the hell out of him.
I get it. Thank
hey,
you,
quick question on your Million Dollar Man doll.
Oh, yeah.
See through and through in the back of his head.
Bionic eye for the bionic eye. You
oh,
bet I did.
God. See, this is the other thing I excel in is toys. So yeah, I'm sorry, the geek in me is coming.
The roll up flesh on the arm where you could take the pieces out.
Can't hide money.
Oh, Jesus, nowadays, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Probably
$100,000. $100,000.
I don't even want to.
Chris, talk to you later, my friend.
Love you.
Talk to you soon. Thank you, bro. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some dirt. After that. Playoff tickets for you. I got ticket night. Caps and Rangers, Game 3, Wizards, Hawks on Saturday. Dirt, I'll give you those tickets next.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
Well for ya.
I want to mix it up with...
The Mediterranean Collection.
Keep talking.
Juicy chicken or steak with feta cheese, black olives, or any of your favorite veggies finished off with creamy tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek flavors on a sandwich or as...
Sounds delicious. Delicious.
The new Mediterranean Collection won't be here long. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Mother's Day. See her smile. Give mom a hand and stone gift card because it's all you do. More than the gift of relaxation and rejuvenation. Now through Sunday, May 10th, purchase a hand and stone. Receive a $20 promotional gift card for yourself. Visit one of our three Angel Spas locations in Chesterfield or Short Pump or handandstone.com. See participants.
Strong road trip by streaming music right from your phone.
Yo, turn it up,
Strong can introduce you to roadside pickled pig's feet, thanks to helpful Yelp reviews.
I can't believe you ate that.
Strong, everyone back home wish they jumped in the back seat with you. When they see all
140 likes,
think what Strong can do for you.
Right, there we go.
TNT's network has the LTE signal. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. And drive, it can wait.
Come in and get the HTC One M9 for zero down with AT&T Next. Captions with its new dynamic 20 megapixel staff.
Signal strength claim based only on average 4G LTE signal strength for national carriers. Zero down requires well-qualified credit, installment agreement, and wireless service. Tax due at sale, other charges and restrictions apply.
It's the 5th annual Virginia Saturday, May 9th at Historic 288 Mechuguenot Trail. Sample over 30 different Virginia craft beers. Beer, food, live music, tickets just $15 and available. Visit VA Beer Fest tickets. Tickets also available at all Cap. And don't miss the official after party at Capital Ale. The 5th annual Virginia Hops and Bar Day, May 9th, noon to 6. Brought to you in part by Capital Ale House and Brown Distributing.
This is helicopter federal member Jeremy Davis. He can diagnose a chopper's congested annular air intake from 5 clicks out.
Centrifugal fuel filter's the problem.
But when it comes to the intricacy conditions, Jeremy's a bit rusty.
Did you say rust? I can fix that too.
Keeping helicopters happy is Jeremy's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. Navy Federal Credit Union, we've got low cover 100% of the purchase, including tax, title, and tags. And we can even help you so you can lower your monthly refinance charge.
Glad I don't have to finance this bad boy.
You said it. Alone. Visit Navy Federal and more and see how we can help you be good with money. Open to the armed forces. The DOD is federally insured by NCUA.
Weeks after your accident,
I'm from work. Will you still feel pain?
Or the strain?
Will you be paying the price for someone else's bad decision?
At Allen and Allen, injury can affect the rest of your life, and we've dedicated our lives to fighting.
We're Allen and Allen. Call us.
Call 866-388-7150 today for a...
To make fast food beef,
a lot of artificial ingredients,
like tertiary butyl hydroquinone.
Then you smell regret.
To make Chipsimmer beans with a few real ingredients, like oregano. That's pure Chipotle.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore lost Dawson. Eliminate rough idle with Lucas now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Auto Parts, buy two bottles and get one free. Clean, increase fuel efficiency with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, oh, O'Reilly.
CBDs for Vets is asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs to benefit of military veterans who otherwise cannot easily obtain them on their own. With limited entertainment, Vets in Rehab can use what they for granted every day. To donate these or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to dvdsforvets.org. That's dvdsforvets.org.
Now, back on XL 102.
Steve Austin, astronaut. A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
That person's pants look like right now.
Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Stronger. Faster.
God, that's awesome. Alright, we gotta get into some real stuff before we do that. God, that's great. Before we get into that, thank you very much, Steve Beaver Brewery. Rusty Beaver Brewery, right off I-95, exit 110 in Ladysmith, 043 Jeff Davis Highway, Booth Center. Go to rustybeaverbrewery.com. 2013, Rusty Beaver, West Virginia Farmcraft Brewery, using the finest quality ingredients available. Top-down Summer Ale Release Party will be at the brewery day of Memorial Day weekend. Got that Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. That'll be the top down some barbecue inside a brewery all day. Stop by, get some pints, fill your growlers. So thank you very much to Rusty Beaver Brewery for coming in.
Man,
let's do some dirt after that. I have your playoff tickets for both the Caps and the Wizards, so let's get into some dirt, please.
To the Final Four in Dancing with the Stars after Robert from Shark Tank and Chris Soules from The Bachelor.
Oh, did he really?
Okay. Double elimination last night, so now you're down to Rumor Willis, not Dancing with Derek Huff, also Noah Gallagher and Riker Lynch from R5 remaining for the final contestants as we get down
good
to the
finale.
Wild wire for Dancing with So TV tonight. You got Black-ish back, you got Modern Family, Nashville, four Stanley Cup Capitals and the Rangers. NBA playoffs are continuing, American Idol. You get the final four tonight. One of them will be a three, will be performing. Also, Dan from the Black Keys appearing on the season premiere of Americas on the History Channel. Talking guitars. Also, YouTube performing surprise acoustic subway platform the other night. At least three songs. Apparently, this is all for their Friday night performance at Fallon. So I guess they've been filming a bunch of stuff. They're going to do a bit about Bono's bicycle accident in Central Park. Happy birthday to George, getting 54 today. Also, it sounds like there's a virtual epidemic of people having bad earpieces during their performances. That's what Jamie Foxx told Ellen yesterday, saying the earpiece, which a singer would use to hear in a performance in a big arena like that, was unable to hear the organ playing because of the loud crowd.
Put it back in. Put it back in.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You have a choice. You can either put it back. Butcher the national anthem.
Scott.
Yeah. And he kept going. And look what happened. You know what he should have done? Put it back in.
Kate Upton and her boyfriend Justin Verlander apparently are getting a lot of flack from Tuesdays.
Yeah, Verlander's getting. He's been on the DL. And he's rehabbing as best he can. He'll go out to dinner with whatever. So people are going nuts.
Yeah. So
why don't you get healthy and get on the? Exactly. Do you want to get healthy at 8 o'clock at night when he's having dinner?
So he wrote on Instagram, "Dear haters, I've heard you. Therefore, since I've done habibly do, I shall not move from my bed nor enjoy my life whatsoever for the rest of the day. So you think I'm trying." So he's
good for him.
Cleared
he's
to play in June. Former character on Nat Show Ultimate Survivor Alaska dead. State troopers in a case as a homicide on 69-year-old Jimmy Gato's residence to find him there when it is considered to be a homicide investigation. He competed on finished fourth with his also Florence and the Machines. Florence Welch speaking out about her batterbasm and depression during the making of their upcoming third album, saying that now that she's gotten clean and for over a year to arrive in June. Ashton Kutcher is going to make everybody's Mother's Day presents look like a big pile of duty. Well, I remodeled my childhood home for her.
Oh, my God.
He's bought into that app, House. H-O-U love, you go through and it's like different design companies put pictures up there. Exactly. So as he and his stepdad, who actually built the house when he was a young kid, house together, but they went through and basically the entire thing, obviously, to make it a little more grandkid friendly. Now, just have a baby together. So if you go to Z.com, you can check out the videos to see all of the before and afters. Reese Witherspoon, now lifestyle website yesterday is called Draper James, which is a homage to her grandparents. Shopping website, everything, gifts to jewelry and clothes.
I was going to say, is this like, who's the one that you hate?
Goop.
Goop, that's right. Goop. Is this the same thing?
It's not as goopy as Goop. Oh, God, I can't sleep with $100,000 pajamas. how do people eat things with them? Some great pictures that Devin Still has put up of he and his daughter Leah's week to Disney World, because she is actually her birthday today. Today is her fifth birthday. She had to go to the hospital last night, and I believe is the day that she's having her last. So there's some cute pictures of him
awesome.
Taking her to Disney World. And don't forget, if you'd like it to go, his rally for PDP Day in Baltimore. Those tickets will go on sale this afternoon.
Very good. Thank you very much, Diane. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-546. Safe. Come. It's for you. I have a pair of tickets for you to see the Rangers tonight. It's in center. So if you call me, I will get you into game 4 of that series. Caps obviously up 2-1. And please make sure you can go race these. Wizards fan, I also have tickets for you to go see the game. See the game on Saturday as the Wizards will take on the Atlanta Hawks. That series now shifts to D.C. Tied at 1-1. For my tickets, I need a Capitals fan and a Wizards fan. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-548.
I wonder what my dog named.
Elliot in the morning.
I'm the perfect Mother's Day gift.
Really?
Yep. The Galaxy S6 from Verizon.
The same gift.
Oh, from Verizon?
Work.
Not the same.
It same phone.
With the exact same service?
I think so.
Well, got our moms and find out.
Challenge accepted.
She pick up?
Still connecting.
I rest my case.
This Mother's Day, don't settle for anything less than Verizon. Mom, she matters with a great gift on the large 4G LTE network. Get to her mobile, trade in any smartphone and purchase a Samsung Galaxy S6. Hurry in. This offer, visit Verizon or VZW.com. New edge activation and port-in required. $100 trade-in VZW gift card plus $100 bid applied within 2 to 3 billing cycles. Trade-in must be in good working condition. Subject to customer and edge agreement. Agreement details at VerizonWireless.com.
No matter how much taste a person has, it doesn't mean they have Udoba. Taste is a verb. It isn't something you do. Tasting is the freedom to try things out. It's sampling and dabbling. That's why we freed up your choices. You can burrito however you want. No strings and no sacrificing on your favorite toppings like queso and guacamole. So go it all in and order with Udoba.
Sandra Ann Bennett. Burrito Bar. Nacho.
Your graduate with a buffet-style taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar with catering from Qdoba Mexican Grill. Perfect for any size. Easy, just worry-free. Call 888-GO.
Get quick, safe, and reliable stops every time I switch Max Premium brake pads available only. They're proven tough, and the original brake pads that came with your car. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared the Galleria of Jewelry this Thursday through Sunday. When you purchase your diamond, receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond set from thousands of diamonds, and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds. This Thursday through a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
If you're a small business owner, how many hours are there in a day? Answer: never enough. That's why at First Capital Bank, we're dedicated to helping small businesses succeed for the ultimate in customer service. First Capital is your community-driven bank that offers you customized products and services to simpler and your business run smoothly. To learn more, visit us online at onecapitalbank.com. First Capital Bank. Work.
Well, Brooke, you really weren't kidding when you said come over and get the grunk house. I think we covered every second floor.
And we haven't even gotten...
Great.
We put in new countertops, replaced the appliances, and created a breakfast scene, a cuter nook.
Wow, that's a great nook. You know, I gotta get going.
But you haven't seen the mudroom yet.
Someone who will want to know everything about your customized home? And all, because the more that is, the better they get. With Allstate House and Home Insurance, your agent covers the policy with lots of ways to save. Like claim-free rewards. So don't date agent today.
Get help with home insurance that lives right nearby. Call one of 43 Richmond area Allstate agents and coverage for your car. Feature is optional. Coverage discounts and features are subject to terms, conditions, and
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
You might be asking yourself, you're a small business owner in such a good mood this week. Up to 40% site-wide at Vistaprint and stocked up on customized products for their businesses. You can save up to 40% on postcards and flyers. Business card, 40% on things you need? That'll put a smile on anyone's face. So visit Vistaprint.com promo code SPRING. With savings of up to 40% on customized products, you'll be all smiles this week, too.
At 102 with another Big Field Day artist.
TMO live at Big Field Day, joined by Dirty Head. Never seen you guys live. So I was like, what kind of set is this? And then he has seen you guys like a gross amount of times.
He hates you.
He threw the mic also. If you're at least going to drop the mic, like do a proper like mic drop.
Get more at BigFieldDay.com. Top of the Elliott in the Morning Building. WWDC, Washington. WRXL. And this is the Deep Ring Radio Network.
Hi, who's this?
You're from Woodbridge.
Hey, how you doing, dude?
Not too bad.
Are you ready for tonight?
Not really, huh?
What do you mean, not really?
It's a long story, Ellie. But I do have time to game.
Whoa! You're killing me. Tonight's a fan can go up 3-1 tonight. Let me rephrase my wording. My word go 3-1 tonight. To be able to make it.
I'll be able to make the Caps game, no problem. I just have fun right now.
You know what? Let's get you out for a night and enjoy something. You know what? That'll make you feel better, right? Yeah. You know what? Then here I am to the race. All right, dude. Well, listen. Second, I'll see you at Verizon Center tonight, okay?
Hey, thank you so much.
You got it, dude. Hold that in. Hold tight. One set. You know what? Go me.
Don't make it worse for him, Twitter.
Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, I don't know if I can top that, Lenny, but I'm a huge Wizard who absolutely love to go to the game Saturday.
All right, dude, so listen, I will give you a pair of tickets. The Wizards take on the Atlanta Hawks. They split on the road. That's all you can ask for. That, I mean, listen, it'd be great to sweep on the road, but you take a...
What a play to one.
You take I was reading about him. I guess they were saying at worst, depending on how you read it, day to day, but everybody, I guess, kind of was expecting him to go last night and was a little surprised.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. In hindsight, he wishes he would at least had to tough out 20 minutes or so, because they probably could have pulled it off. I guarantee you'll play Saturday.
Well, I was going to say, the good news is next game's out a little bit, so he's got plenty of time to rest up between now and Saturday.
Yeah, man, I'm so happy, man. I can't tell you.
All right, dude, well, listen, hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee's going to get some info from you. I have tickets for you. You will be there on Saturday night. Wizards back to D.C., so you hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you. And, hey, dude, if I don't talk to you, enjoy the game.
Act like I said, man, thanks a lot. I've actually met you at a Wizards game, believe it or not. So.
I know it was one of them. It was three. Anyway, 1 second for me, and hold tight 1 second, please. Thank you very much to the Rusty Beaver Brewer. Thank you much for coming in. Ladysmith, right off of I-95 at exit 110 in the Food Lion Shopping Center on Pine. RustyBeaverBrewery.com, founded back in 2013. Stop in, try theirs in pints or flights. And don't forget the Top Down Summer Ale Release Party. It plays on the weekend of Memorial Day, that's Saturday. Stop by, grab some pints, fill up your growlers, barbecues, and sides. We'll be there all day long. But again, Saturday of Memorial Day weekend.
the Top Down Summer Ale release party. So thank you very much to Rusty. Go to rustybeaverbrewery.com for more information. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to go to the Mayhem Festival. Hell yeah. I'll have more two-day passes for you to go to the Landmark Music Festival. And Drake and a whole bunch there. More tickets for you to see Rise Against. I'll definitely have tickets for you to see the Wizards. We'll see what happens with the cap. I'd have a game to give you tickets to tomorrow. Win tonight. You can go up there on town. Oh, my God. Anyway, so let's get through tonight. But if you're going to the game, obviously, I'll see you at Verizon Center. Everybody, have a safe day. We'll see everybody back here tomorrow. See you soon.
The day is closed. Another day. It's gone away. Tomorrow, though, we'll celebrate. Ho, ho.
So long. Farewell. I'll be there saying goodbye. I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
See ya.
WRXN.
An iHeartRadio station.
Here's your chance to hang with Mumford & Sons in Walla Walla, Washington.
Circle, C-I-R-C-L-E, Circle.
Text that keyword to 45495. We'll text you back to confirm rates apply.
You can win $1,000 and our iHeartRadio Ultimate Experience with Mumford & Sons.
Thanks to Glassnode Records.
XL.
Physical, couldn't help us do the light. Oh.
me want to stay. What they said was real makes me want.